Fighters, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello and welcome to our Season 3, Episode 26.
This is the bullshit of all bullshits! Scumbag! Ass-kisser!
Sorry, parents.
That's not the whole title.
Yeah, the scumbag ass-kisser doesn't need to be written. It's just implied. It just felt like reading the line without it and pretending I was a balding Indian man.
Works for me.
Why are we not invited to party? What are we? Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda. That worked. That's good. Fuck a goat. Why always tell me to fuck a goat, man? Again, less than 30 seconds in, this is a new record.
Yeah, you haven't even gotten to my story about Bourbon Street yet, so you're really going to be saying sorry, parents, after that.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Do I look like a bourbon guy to you?
That was a title at one point.
It was a turban. That's the clothes I'm going to put in the bank, though. Just in case nothing eventful happens that week, bank.
Uh-oh, she's going to send out what Dawson calls Embor.
Man.
Technically, my version spelled B-O-R because you can't fit the rest.
All right, so I guess on to the one-ups.
No, I'm not horny. I'm sorry.
That's unusual.
It is.
Nothing is particularly new. Just
especially when Brian's
now
around.
And
his feet hurt.
My feet hurt, and trying to get in some assassinating my spare time.
Ryan's joined the order.
I'm always
a wise black man named Achilles. He's trying to perfect Connor's emotionlessness.
We must stop them and my father.
Emotion doesn't change for the whole game, and then he gets Sonic. He's like, sleep now.
I go sleep now. Bye bye. I literally got nothing else. Like what the hell did I buy? I bought something. Well, my Mandrake box came in with. I think that happened already. No, it didn't. The Kotetsu plush.
It happened already. What is
Majin Buu pillow and the
Kotetsu's adorable.
Evil Bumblebee. I love this Kotetsu plush. It's like my favorite thing ever.
It's a pretty bold claim.
It's got bendy legs and. It's pretty awesome.
I want to hug it. Like, I see it, and I want to hug it.
Too bad, it's mine.
Doesn't mean I can't hug it.
Huh?
I hug all kind of things of yours.
Oh, God. Yep. And me! Humps in the middle of the panel. There's all these people around, like, what is wrong with those guys?
With my mouth.
Oh, God. It's always one too far.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's actually it for me. Just waiting for shit to happen.
Just a waiting here.
Yeah, that's gonna happen in a little while.
Really wish those Pokemon noises would quiet down, but
at least we got him to play. Take the victory.
Fair enough.
Boredom got me to play.
Look, I'm gonna take credit. I need credit. You have to make sure to credit the source. God, first.
Second.
Third.
Fourth.
You can't be fourth, too. Well, since no one else is going to take it, I'll take fourth as well.
I guess I do have to credit, you know, the source, because Dawson went to Amazon and I couldn't.
No one can possibly browse Amazon for stuff. It requires a certain skill.
Yeah.
My turn?
Preferably, yeah. Yes.
So, I beat Pokemon, which one did I play? Black 2, there we go. I can't remember if it was Black 2 or White 2, because of the stupid confusing colors from the first game are still getting me. So I beat that, like, the morning after we recorded the podcast. So that was fun. And then I got Assassin's Creed as well, and I finished that on Sunday, and it was really good. And I picked up Halo 4 today, and I've done the first 3-ish missions of that, so that's pretty cool so far. So a lot of gaming happening. As far as other purchases, nothing really. I mean, when I went to go get Halo, they pushed the damn map pack on me like it was a drug deal. Like, are you sure, man? Are you sure you don't want this? I'm like, look, there is a French man that speaks Japanese that needs my money. I really don't have time for this. I'm like, this is a $24 mat pack. This is ridiculous. And I was very upset with him. But I don't think I've gotten any toys or anything. Oki finally sent me my total after speaking with Kevin all night or something, whatever they were doing.
It was an intimate setting.
But,
Oki and I had a candlelit dinner.
Oh, God. That explains why he was so late. Didn't show up until almost 24 hours.
Yeah, sorry, I kept him busy.
But, yeah, I think that's
about it. You know those Frenchies.
God. Just playing games in the city. And Brian,
so, I went and got my AmiAmi box, right? I got my Figure Art Xeranos and my Figure Art Wild Tiger Movie Edition, which is my favorite Figure Art ever, because of how much difference there is between him and the original Wild Tiger. I also got the Sharavan and Scheider vinyls, as well as Flame Dragon and Red Buster Powered Custom. I got my Blue Unicorn. I got Tatagami Lyo, my ring holder. I got the Wizard Sword Gun, and then I also got the ring set one, and then the Flame Dragon ring set from HLJ arrived. So all that's here. It's pretty much all reviewed, except for the last part of the Lyo thing is not yet reviewed, where I do Go Buster King. So that's fun. Okay, so I'm going to have to save this and pause for a second so that I can tell my story. So, I bought some rings, right? Some rings from Mr. S. over the weekend. I missed the first activation because I'd fallen asleep, seeing as I was out half the evening with a couple of my friends from work, because one of them, she just turned 21. So we decided that we were going to take her down to the Harris Casino, right, since she's turning 21. So we go down there. First of all, I had to meet them like at a Winn-Dixie, right? And we could go in one car because the girl whose birthday it was, her boyfriend's insane. And so, like, I couldn't go with them to pick her up because her boyfriend probably would have attacked me with a 2x4 or something. And on top of the fact that he already doesn't like me. This dude's insane. I don't know if I mentioned that part yet or not.
He must come from Colorado.
He's like really insane. Actually, he wants her to move there.
Colorado?
Yes.
God.
Like, he says he'll stay here and work and then send her money, but he was like, what's her and their child and stuff to move there? And she's like, no. That's basically me moving by myself. She's like, I'm not doing that.
But then he can't cheat on her if he's here. I mean, it's inconvenient for him. Really, she should think about his needs.
In any case, like, they went even to meet him at this Winn-Dixie, and I realized there's two on that street. So I'm like, well, which one is it? And they're like, the one with the Wendy's in the parking lot. I don't know which one that is. Turns out I went to the wrong one. Then I went back the right direction, and I passed it up. And they were really mad because I was like a half an hour late. So I'm getting all these text messages where they're cursing me out. We finally make it down to the Harris, which I have to, like, duck my head because I'm in the back of this, like, two-door Mustang, and I'm too tall for the back seat. So this is already starting off to be a horrible evening. So we get down to the Harris Casino and go inside. And we ended up walking around for half of it. We got her a drink at the bar, and that was fun. And she ended up spending a whole dollar in the slot machine.
Oh, man. Big spender.
I know, right? Well, it's not a lot of money for her to be spending. So, but yeah, so she spent a whole dollar, got the experience of using a slot machine. That was fun.
What's wrong with that dollar? It's the only one I have.
So we ended up walking around for a while, and then we're like, okay, we're going to go to Bourbon Street now. And it's like, okay. So we finished the drinks that we had and go to Bourbon Street. Now, this is a Saturday night. You see all kind of things. We were going to go for someone else's birthday last year. We ended up not making it there because we were on our way to Bourbon Street when some guy stopped us and was like, "Yeah, you might want to turn around. Three people just got shot." We're like, "Yeah, we're going to do that."
It's like here.
I don't know. I was
thinking, like, three people were just shot, but I need gum. Sorry.
I was thinking, like, did I just step into Colorado? But no. So we get to Bourbon Street and we see, like, it's just on the way there, we saw, like, people with their children, and we're like, why are they out on a Saturday night in the middle of New Orleans? This is not safe. What are you doing? But so we go, there's people, all kind of people just drunk off their ass. This is like 11 o'clock in the evening. It's not even that late yet, and people are already, like, unable to be, like, walking under their own power. We're like, well, damn, when did they start? There's all these people, right, that they stand outside all the bars and the strip clubs and like, oh, come in. We got whatever kind of, you know, deal they're trying to get you with, like, you know, 3-for-1 special or, you know, cheap drinks or no cover, whatever they're doing. So we ended up stopping at one of the daiquiri places, which there are a myriad of them. And for those that don't know, New Orleans has an open container law, which just means you can just carry your drinks around, whatever, and they're not going to stop you. Which makes it even more fun.
In other states, they tackle you. They just have, like, air marshal type people on the streets. Where do you think you're going with that martini, son? Pointed at his head.
You say martini, and the first thing I think of is JD from Scrubs, just sipping his appletini, so that's wonderful. I'm not picturing him standing on the street, like, lips to the glass, going, uh-oh. And it's funny to me. But anyway, so we end up, like, picking up a daiquiri. We ended up in some – I don't know where we are. There's, like, someone like, look, no cover. We're like, okay, let's go in here. Now, this was an establishment where there are very little clothing on the people inside.
They were all males.
No, that was the second place we went to.
Oh, God. Is this like American Wedding? Did you get Jim his wedding dress by having a dance-off with the guy from Good Luck Charlie?
No, so we go in, right, and they're like, you have to buy a drink to get in for free. We're like, whatever, or whatever, we don't care.
So it's not really free.
It's not really free, no.
Lawyered.
So we're sitting down, and there was the young lady on stage, and now my friend's never been in one of these establishments before, so she's having an experience all her own, and this is just fun. So she gets off, the chick on stage. No, her turn's done. The next person she got was like this old lady who was like, I had to be like in her 50s. Like, I didn't know this to let you do this.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Right? Because normally you go to one of these reputable establishments where they have young people on stage that are attractive. That's not what happened here. This is one of those places that is this is not a very good place. They just let anyone who wants to get up there get up there. Right? One of the employees walked past. I'm pretty sure that I could have placed a piece of plywood up against the front of her, and you wouldn't have even known the difference. I'm like, I don't think you work here. There are things for people like you. There's, like, surgeries and things you can do to improve your looks. And look, we're all people, okay? Like, and we were just horrified because every time this old lady on stage turned around, it's all this, like, cellulite and fat on her leg. And like, oh my God, why are you on stage? This was awful, and they're looking at me because they couldn't get out until I got up. And I'm like, no, I'm going to finish this drink. And they were just getting mad at me. Right? I was laughing about it. So then we ended up in, like, some store that sells all kind of, like, lingerie and things, and that was just an experience in and of itself, too. This is insane. There was one chick walking around the street with, like, she was all tattooed up, but she was just not wearing a shirt, just had her bra on. Just no shirt, just chilling with her drink and her friends. And we're like, what is going on here? This is just – and what happens is if you ever go to Bourbon Street, you know, if you walk far enough, right, it stops. And then there are just, like, the rainbow flags hanging. So after that's, like, the gay area of Bourbon Street.
It just seems funny, like, no, entering gay district. Like the like, augmented reality voice from Zexel, but saying that.
Like, there really is. Like, you hit a certain street, and like, from, you know, the buildings, one of you said there's this rainbow flag hanging, so, like, okay, well, we've hit the end of the line.
It's like a different right? country.
Even though the one chick with us is a lesbian, which is awful. Like, there's, like, no, actually, you can't. But, so we see this dude, but I knew it was a dude right away because I could just tell. the young lady whose birthday it was couldn't tell because this dude was wearing, like, you know, women's clothing and, like, a wig or something. And he had, like, a whistle and just kept blowing the whistle, like, laying on the hood of a taxi and, like, dancing around and riding on the hood of the taxi and stuff. Like, stopping cars that were passing and, like, people were just watching. We're, like, horrified. Like, what is going on? Right? I forgot to mention, before that, though, we passed up this place called the Rainbow Room, right? So, which...
Sounds promising.
Which says that it features both male and female performers. So I'm like, whatever, I really don't care, right? You can't make me uncomfortable. I'm not concerned. All right, I'm like, this is for Ashley's birthday, so we're going to see what happens. So we go in, right? This is a tiny-ass place, smaller than I expected. And there's like a chick up on the stage, but there are dudes walking around. There's this one dude who had suspenders on. I'm not sure why he had suspenders, because he wasn't like, he was wearing pants, kind of, but they were like open. I don't know what's going on. This dude was all hairy, and he had like his nipples pierced, and it was frightening. Oh god, it was frightening. And then so we're standing there. I'm standing behind the two girls that I was with,
for protection.
And this dude comes up, and he's got like the banana hammock thing going on. Right?
Oh god.
Right, I'm laughing because this is funny to me because I got their reactions, right? Because you got one chick who's never experienced this before, one who's just not into guys at all. So this is like the best reaction ever, right? They're looking at me like, "Are you uncomfortable?" I'm like, "No, I'm enjoying you people." And so this dude just like, it's like just like everything's flopping around and it was frightening. And so they're getting weirded out. This one guy goes up on stage and then they were surprised because apparently when guys go up on stage, they work the pole too. Like, this dude was like doing like hanging off the pole and spinning and shit. I'm like, whoa, that's gotta hurt at some point. And it was funny. Like, I'm laughing. I'm enjoying this whole thing. They are creeped out beyond belief. The one dude that came up to him wanted them to go upstairs. I still don't know what was upstairs. I kept trying to convince them, let's go upstairs. Let's go see what it is. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
That's the, like, rape district.
I'm like, it says VIP lounge. Go upstairs. Go see what it is. She's like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, it's your birthday.
This sounds very shady. I'm Kevin's like encouraging her to go get raped.
I'm like, I'll go
Daniel.
With you. I'm like, let's go see. I'll go with you. She's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm like, come on. All right. As it is up to this point, we've been sharing our daiquiri, so I don't know what was happening. So we leave. We finally leave because then after a while they realized we were there for forever and got in for free. And they're like, you need to buy a drink. We're like, no. So me and Ashley leave. Well, the dude who wanted us to get a drink has like cornered our lesbian friend inside and is like dancing all up on her. We just went outside. She's like, what about Destiny? I'm like, she's a big girl. She'll be fine.
With that name, she fits in that type of establishment.
Because I'm thinking, my friend Ashley's like half my size. And I'm like, I should probably follow her outside. She'll be, you know. So we ended up going back up the street. And because now she's hungry and wanted to go to the bathroom. But most places are like, the bathroom's only for paying customers. We're like, well, fuck that. So we go. We finally finished the daiquiri. We went back to the car. We ended up at IHOP because it's now like 1 in the morning. It's the original 1 in the morning because it's daylight savings time. And so 1 in the morning happens twice. So we ended up at the IHOP at like 1 something in the morning. And so it took us like forever to get food. I don't know what – like they had like one guy in the kitchen back there or something. And we're sitting there, and the people on the other side of that little wall next to us – and this is going to sound horrible, and I really don't care. Like this group of black people, right? And they're just sitting there all calm, right? Like polite, like normal human beings. The people that they seat behind us are like this group of white people, just loud, obnoxious sons of bitches carrying on. We're like, this is like bizarre world. What the hell is going on here? I don't even know what the chick behind us was saying. All I know is that we just kept laughing at her because she was being retarded. Like, we're just sitting there. Right? I just keep saying things. So I already have no filter, right? Now I've had half this daiquiri, and I can't even know what's going on. Ashley's just sitting there. I started eating out of her dish. because she was done. I'm like, I'm just going to eat your food. She's like, I was going to take it home. I'm like, fries don't reheat, dumbass. She's like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. This was... Right, and then, of course, they had to bring him back to my car, right, because we couldn't bring her home because her boyfriend would have been, like, waiting outside and would have attacked me or something. But, and of course, Destiny lives an hour away now because she moved up to Hammond. So then when she realized that she had to set the clocks back and that just canceled out the whole hour drive, she got all excited. It was pretty funny. We sat there, like, watching on our phones as the clock changed and getting all excited in the middle of IHOP like we're crazy people. We had, like, three different waiters because, like, the one guy went on break and then someone else came and...
They were just murdered. Damn it, another one. I told them not to smoke their cigarettes in the rape district.
It was a very weird evening. I got home. I was like, I need to get rings. I could barely stay awake any longer. I ended up falling asleep like 2 hours before activation and woke up to find that the engage ring was out of stock and I was sad. Oh, it was...
Now he was single.
Engage. Yeah, it was fun times. Everyone should come visit New Orleans and have an experience on Bourbon Street.
I don't think that's where we want to have the mini-cation.
It'll be a time you'll never forget. Oh, it was so much fun. Like, well, because people keep, like, talking to you and going, like, you know, trying to get you to come into their bar and everything, and we're like, no, go away.
I hate when people do that.
Like, it was hilarious, like, just the amount of shit going on and the drunk people just stumbling over it. It was like old people just, like, stumbling down the street. Like, you're, like, 60. Why are you out here getting drunk? Stop it. You're too old for this. You shouldn't be hitting out the clubs. You should be hitting up AARP. Yeah, that was how my weekend went. That and we no longer have a guest on our podcast anymore.
Is he dead?
What?
What are you talking about?
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Aerosol died. That's all.
You insensitive ass.
Look, I was worried about Aerosol's safety.
Right, there's nobody to cut Dawson off anymore. It's upsetting. So yeah, that's we're dealing with that as well. Fortunately, this was the day after, so. Oh yeah, that was fun. I just sit in the middle of IHOP. I just start crying for no reason. That was fun. They're looking at me like something's wrong. The one chick just starts laughing because she's had too much to drink.
Wait, that's with you or the one that's behind you? The obnoxious one?
No, the one that was with us. Like, oh, okay. I said something about it. And, like, Destiny didn't hear, but I actually did because she was sitting next to me and I was throwing stuff down her shirt. And
sounds like Kevin.
Right, so then, like, she didn't understand what's going on, so she starts laughing uncontrollably. Like, she spent half the night laughing at things because she'd just been drinking. It was pretty funny. She was one of those people. Everything was funny to her.
That's me when I'm not drunk.
We've noticed.
It's funny because it's true.
So yeah, I think that's the end of my one-ups, and that was my fun story, and everyone loves my stories for some reason. It's like, I can go to work tomorrow and be like, guess what you guys made it into? Malaysian kids all over will know you. I know. Malaysian kids the world over will know who you are.
And Kiefer. What if Kiefer's Malaysian?
He's not.
He could be 1/8 and 3/14 Malaysian.
Okay.
1/8 and 3/14.
I don't remember. It's from what's that movie? Johnson Family Vacation. Vacation. I can tell.
Wait, I remember that movie.
He's like, I'm 1/8 and 3/14 Cherokee.
Oh yeah.
And they went to the Indian Reserve or whatever. That's where Connors. Or
oh yeah, Jason Momoa was there.
Jason
Momoa. Said Conan the Barbarian.
Jason Momoa.
Didn't he die? And then I remember that was Bernie Mac and not Cedric the Entertainer because he's that guy's son on thing. On
Two Broke Girls.
Spoilers, it was funny. Fuck, there goes the segment.
Oh, well.
Might as well just quit now.
I wish you would. I'm trying to get you to quit for forever.
So,
hold on, I'm checking my PC. Didn't you hear it?
Nope.
Are we just skipping Aerosol's one-ups? Oh, okay.
No, I was waiting for him to go, but...
Oh, well, how the hell am I supposed to follow that up? I mean, really. Though I am extremely disappointed that with as many mentions of stages and pole dancing you had in that story, that you didn't wind up on a stage drunk.
I tried to get her up on the stage.
Yeah, but you being up there would have been a lot more
Maybe we'll funny. Have some communication to get Kevin to do that.
They wanted me to. I was like, no.
Well, crap, because my week has nothing on that.
Yeah.
I got stuff, and,
Sounds like I got stuff, yeah. And things happened.
Well, I got one of those Danball Senki models, Icarus Force. It was pretty cool. And I got a little Hibiki disc animal, because AmiAmi randomly had one of those for cheap.
Which one was it?
The snake.
Cool.
And then I finished up watching the Hero Yoshihiko and the Demon King's Castle, which is an absurdly long title, but it's an extremely funny series. It's honestly one of the best things I've watched in a little while. certainly more uplifting than what we'll be getting to later on in this podcast.
Huh?
But yeah, definitely go watch that. That was like what Akiba Ranger is to Sentai. Demon King's Castle is to like RPGs.
That sounds fun.
And stuff like that. Like it's a lot of fun. It just makes fun of, you know, the different RPG tropes, and like there's a scene where they just walk into a person's house and start picking up their pots and pans and just smashing them on the ground looking for stuff inside of them. It's just really quirky and fun.
I always wondered what it would be like to have your house get raided by like a random guy just come in and break all your shit, go through all of your cupboards. What are you doing? I'm looking for money. Okay.
I'm looking for items. Yeah, I found one.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I have for my week. I'm sorry, I don't have a interesting story.
About naked old ladies on stage?
Yeah. Because that's the part I was missing.
Yep, that's it.
That's what every weekend needs.
Cross-dressing guys riding on cars?
You can just see that in downtown Denver.
Needs more chimpanzees riding on a Segway.
I'm not following.
It's a song. Yeah, I'm confused.
Oh, it's a song?
Yeah.
What the fuck song is that?
Chimpanzees riding on a Segway.
Like, that's literally the name of the song?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was a line in the song.
YouTube it.
No, I'm good. I mean, I believe you. I mean, this could be an elaborate ruse to make me think I believe you, but it's really fake. But I just take it as fact. What am I talking about?
I'm not sure. Let's talk about Hot Wheels.
Yes, wheeling away. Damn it. I said wheeling away.
Don't you know their like motto or theme song or whatever it is?
No. Just like my friend thought that the second Pokemon theme was, do you have the skills to be go, go, go? And I was like, what did you just say? It's number one.
You have the skills to be go, 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 golem.
I'm like, what? He's like, you just ruined my childhood. I'm like, no, I think our childhoods just ruined our childhoods.
Anyway, moving along to Dawson being gay, well.
That's next.
Aren't you doing Hot Wheels?
Brian's doing the first one, isn't he? Or am I doing all of them?
I thought you were doing both of them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Sorry. I thought, I just assumed, because I just like, go say, make fun of stuff. Okay, so, the Power Rangers Mega Force Hot Wheels have started slowly appearing on eBay. We just got the Red Ranger one, which it reminds me of something non-Power Rangers. I can't think of what it is. But we have Red Ranger's Dragon Zord 1 and Blue Ranger's Shark Zord and then the 20th Anniversary one. And that's it so far. The packaging basically just has like the corresponding Ranger on it for the individual ones. And then, of course, you got like the 20th Anniversary logo and the just random assortment of the Rangers from that group shot and Megaforce Red on the 20th Anniversary one. But so those should probably be hitting store shelves like pretty soon. I mean, they hit them, but everywhere, I mean. So that's fun. And in addition to that, this guy on Ranger Board named Ha Vortex Dude got this Megaforce action sack, I mean set, from Hot Wheels.
I want like an action sack.
Playset type deal. And the most big deal about this is it reveals ultimate forearms.
Revealed!
It's Gosei, basically. It shows Gosei's face, which it looks like a version of Gosei Ultimate with more stash action, which reminds me of Omniverse version of forearms.
Stash action.
It's got stash action. And then it's got like a silver Tensoda that looks like it's got the personality of Connor. and it's got a water slide. That's fun. But so that's all fun. You get the 20th anniversary vehicle and this fancy logo with the Rangers on the back of it just lined up. But not anything too exciting other than the picture of Gosei. I mean, he's going to be a completely original invention. Lol. Like, is he just going to be the head? Like Zordon without a tube?
Well, I feel like that's going to be in their base or something.
And then he'll just stand up and that's how Gosei Ultimate's born?
Yes.
Oh man, this should totally be the origin. Like, normally they just see his face with a bunch of steam around him, and then when Gosei Ultimate comes up, he just stand up, it turns out he's been in a hot tub the whole time.
Like, Lord. I don't mind it at all, because it's not really that big of a, like, a redesign or anything like that, but given how they were all,
it's
like...
It's a retooling.
They're all like, Gosei and Tensor were all original, and then Gosei ends up being, like, the face on Gosei Ultimate, except just slightly different.
You know what it is? It's the same way Sentinel Knight is original.
That's true. It's vaguely like that.
At a certain point, though, you gotta kind of question why they even bothered redesigning in the first place, because it's not that big of a redesign. Like
they always
said.
Save money at the wrong end, or spend money at the wrong end. They spend money on stupid stuff, like the Mega Mode suits. I mean, sure, they're cool, but they could have spent money making a television program instead. It's like, you spend money like, oh, hey, look at this. Oh, look, we got a stashed up version of Gosei Ultimate. Yeah, or you could have just made it good. Now watch, what's the other one? Tensou is just going to be Datus with a mustache.
I hope so. That would be fantastic.
With like a one of those fake mustaches, like
porn stash Datus. I look forward to that one.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So excited!
It's gonna be revealed.
Revealed.
Just like that.
There's gonna be hashtag mega excitement for it.
This is mega. I'd pull out that morph right now, but I don't feel like going to get it.
Mega.
M-E-G-A.
It sounds like it says you. It does. I know it's a G, obviously, but it sounds like it says you. Listen to it closely.
What?
Don't you judge me.
It doesn't... Okay.
In my version, it does.
Marijuana's been legal for 3 hours, and this is already how he is.
That makes me like I had the giggles because I started laughing.
Alright, so, yeah, I don't really got too much else to say about that.
Ponyard! I don't have one! Oh, it's a female.
Alright.
Nope, gotta skip out on you.
There's a lot of female Ponyards, I'm not sure why.
I ended up catching a female Tynamo, and that just felt very awkward.
Female Spermies.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, this seems wrong. So my Electros is female.
So is Kevin going to take that O story?
Sure, I got it. So
revealed!
Remember we talked about those books we can't read because they're only in Japanese? Well, we have the cover of the O's novel, which is just green with O's face on the front. It's revealed. And we have this little blurb about the story. So it says that it's like three parts, right? So it says Ankh's past, the birth of the Greeds, the mystery behind the core metals will soon be revealed. I don't know what mystery that might be, though. Here it says part one, Ankh. Who's using the birth driver? The secret behind the birth system's creation. Part two, birth. The introduction of the tragic girl, Alfleed. The war. And part three, Edgy. The three parts come together, revealing the past, present, and future of the Kamen Rider O's world.
A lot of revealing going on. This is very exciting.
So there's all this stuff going on. I'm not really sure to... So it sounds interesting. I would love to hear more about the O's world because O's and metal.
I kind of wish this was a movie.
I know.
I don't mind it being a book. I just wish I could fucking read it.
Well, just skip all the parts that are kanji. You'll be fine.
It's just not as fun without pictures, you know? I don't know, but I think it would make a good, like, you know, Cho-O trilogy or whatever, like they did with Deno.
Cho-O.
It would just be a Cho-O trilogy.
Cho trilogy.
Chode trilogy. That's something different.
Like, I like the concept of these books.
You've got mail.
No, I found a mail poniard. Okay, calm down. Don't kill it.
Here's the mail, it never fails it. Okay. I want to know more about the O's world because it's the O's world, basically.
There's Ankh is there, and there are metals, and
I'm trying
Kogami.
To figure out why we need to know the secret behind the birth driver, though. That seems kind of redundant to me, but Maki made it.
It's gotta be revealed.
There we go, end of story.
Well, you never know what we could find out, Brian.
This is true.
I would love to find out things about stuff and junk.
Yep. Man, the news is just so incredible this week.
There are nudes in my pants right now as we speak.
So are you ready to move along?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I thought there was another news story.
It is, I'm getting to it.
Oh, okay, I just thought you stopped. I'm sorry.
Every year, we get these stupid suit designs that are just like the static picture of some, like, ranger just standing there being all, hey, look, I'm a prototype. And so... This article has the pictures from Gokaiger and GoBusters, too, and I just remembered the GoBusters ones, and it's hysterical how crappy they look.
I forgot about that. What's with the yellow on its chest? That where it stores its urine? Where's the catheter attached? Like...
You have to go get one of that medical supply thing you see on TV so you can get fresh catheters.
They advertise it late at night. The Gokaiger one looks like the ancient Gokaigers.
They're the old version. But anyway.
And Brian has no balls.
We got one for Kyoryuger.
Sorry.
It's kind of like a thank you, putty.
Jar Jar. That was more Jar Jar, that second one. Like when he got his tongue caught in the electricity between the pod racer. Anyway.
It reminds me of like dinosaurs crossed with Dekaranger.
How is Brian Dagley like a black hole? They both suck. Neener, neener.
You don't do it as good as Howard does.
I'm sorry, I don't have as much practice. He did it in front of the man, okay?
But I don't really know what else to say about it other than look at the fucking picture. But
it kind of looks like somebody spilled something on his chest and it's just starting to crack.
I got it!
I'm trying to figure out what animal or what dinosaur it's supposed to be like.
It kind of looks like a Brachiosaurus.
That's what it looks like to me, is a Brachio.
I just assumed it was a T-Rex and assumed it was just someone who can't draw.
That's a possibility too, I suppose.
It seems so weird, like, he got, like, the dinosaur head, like, on his chest area, and then, like, the black part kind of extends to his pants, but it's all, like, super linear there. It's like... know what it's trying to do.
Because the helmet looks like a T-Rex if someone can't draw, so I assume that's what the body was. I don't know. I don't know if I'd entirely mind it. I mean, we're still
really
on the
like
whole.
It, but I mean, I know for a fact this is probably not what we're getting because it's never happened ever.
This will be featured in next year's thing when we get images like Booby Rangers or whatever. And be like, remember the one from Coobers or whatever this is called?
Coobers.
Look, until it premieres, this is going to get a bunch of random names.
This is when Dawson quits Sentai because he can't pronounce it anymore.
Oh, Dawson and your stupid pronunciations of everything.
I don't quit it because of retooling. I quit it because of a respelling.
He finally figured out how to spell it, and then they changed it on him. He couldn't take it. He quit.
Changing the direction of the show. The ratings are in the tank. It hasn't premiered yet. It's going to get replaced by Gavin. Yeah, that shit tanked.
Whoa! That's what the fans want to see.
It'll be hysterical if the Gavin episodes of GoBusters get terrific ratings. Oh, no.
That's pretty funny. Like, it makes me smile. Like,
but the fans want to see Gavin.
No, they don't.
I'm still not sure what fans, but
we need to see Gavin. No.
Oh, yeah, Konami wa Gabon.
Yep. So, go look at the picture and cry. So...
Speaking of crying,
that's it for the news. That lasted a whole not even 20 minutes.
I think Kevin talked about his experiences on Bourbon Street that, longer.
It was. I timed it. It was longer.
Well, Brian's got a stopwatch now. It's like a track meet.
I'm not.
You know what? I'm sorry. It seemed more interesting than what we had to talk about.
It is, actually.
It was.
There's also those pictures of the Rider Forte modules.
Yeah, from the book that I've owned for like 3 months.
Well, I haven't owned the book. I don't know why I was obsessed.
What book? What book was that in?
In the Forza Goods Collection book.
I didn't even know it was in there, you faggot.
Well, you would if you bought it.
Why would I buy that? I'm not you. I don't buy books.
That somehow makes me think the modules were designed.
Mister. I own a bunch of these stupid little photo books and shit.
Shut up.
I went on Mandarake and bought like 12 books one time.
I forgot what I'm saying now, and you're going to be sorry.
Oh, look, it's Iris. I found Iris in my game.
Oh,
and Mustache Man.
Oh, fuck it. It's not even important. Just talk about shit.
And now it's time for Super Hirata Emu. Go Busters. Wizard Priest.
Come back.
Wait, what? No?
Please come back.
Ah, shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Now I look like a dumbass.
it was supposed to be more like Jin in that episode, but that's fine.
Oh.
Shit.
Because Jin likes to swear for some reason.
Makes him cooler.
So, we are on GoBusters episode 37. Good, because I forgot what number we're on. I just remember
the
plot.
I'm throwing it out there. I don't know for sure.
It's 37. I just checked.
38 next week. Okay.
Oh, that see that? Dawson knows numbers, apparently. He can't read, but he knows numbers.
I was trying to picture the preview from last week. Anyway.
So, basically, it starts off with Escape, and she's being all emo about, you know, Messiah cards and Enter and whatnot. And so then we see that there's some kind of wedding going on. A Messiah card goes into a tiara and becomes the Tiaroid, which Escape then brings under her control, and it goes around to weddings throwing tiara at the bride, and she now hates the guy she's supposed to marry or something. I don't understand what's going on, but whatever. That's what happens. So, you know, the GoBusters hear the little thing from the Lyo Blaster, and, you know, Morishita and Glasses bitch, I forgot her name. But they're like, oh, they're sad every time that thing talks because it takes away their job or something. They took our jobs! That's pretty much what they do. And apparently the Megazord won't be here for like 20 hours, though, because it's like really slow. So the GoBusters go see. They find the Tiaroid and Escape. They fight a little bit. The thing runs away. They try to chase it, but to no avail because it just keeps running away.
Yoko talks about having a crush on her teacher, and now her teacher's getting married, and she's invited. They canceled all the weddings in the area. They're like, no, you can't get married. And they're like, why? I'm like, because we said so. And I'm like, aw, that sucks. And that's what I heard. And so they are going to schedule a fake wedding using the teacher. Well, actually, they're going to use Yoko as the bride, but the teacher's like, I'll do it. And they're like, no. But they're like, no, it has to be real. At least one person actually wanted to be married. And the commander guy's like against the whole thing. He's like, no, Yoko can't get married. And Usada's like, no, Yoko can't get married. And Yuji's like, no, Yoko can't get married. And we're like, whoa. You guys needs to chill. And so they're going – they conduct this whole wedding thing multiple times, really, because the Metaroid does not come out right away. But because meanwhile, you know, this is all going on. They're doing this. Escape and the Metaroid are chilling. Enter comes in and is like, give me the Metaroid. She's like, no, bitch. You can't have it, bitch. And she just like starts like, you know, trying to like, you know, get up on him. And he's like, all right, fine. So he goes to get her and she shoots her with a gun. And she turns into like her monster form. And he's like, oh, okay. See, that's this is going. Flips her off and leaves. So she puts on this black wedding dress, shows up to this wedding finally after like the 800th time they've gone through this wedding. And, you know, the fight ensues. They give chase. The base guys go back to base and they're like, oh, we got to find some way to be useful, even though we're kind of not anymore. And so they start fighting the Metaroid. Hiromu goes off in Ace to go fight the Megazord, which has arrived, which is just – what is that? Alpha, beta type or whatever type it is. I forget which one's which, with a tiara on its head.
I think it was alpha, but yeah.
That makes it sound threatening.
Like, and so then they call out Lio so they can ride on it as in a motorcycle mode. And basically the Megazord just takes its little tiara on its head and shoots – tiara-shaped jet fighters at Ace. I really was confused at this point as to
tiara-shaped jet fighters.
How this is threatening or whatever, but whatever, you know, I was like, I guess it's fine, whatever. So they start fighting it, you know, with the blasters and stuff. And meanwhile, on the ground, the other four GoBusters are there doing their thing. Yoko and Ryuji go powered custom to whore out the toy that's coming out in a couple of weeks. And Ryuji uses his giant gorilla arm to destroy the Metaroid while Yoko rabbit kicks Escape and makes her leave. Hiromu then, you know, uses Ace and Lio to destroy the Megazord. They then have, you know, the teacher's wedding or something, and Yoko's like, yeah, I don't think I like him like that anymore. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then it ends with Yoko smiling and wedding and church bells going off, and she caught the bouquet and all that other crap. So yeah, that was the episode. This one was kind of strange. Tiaroid, I was weirded out by. I didn't understand what was going on there. Certainly one of the more odd Metaroids that we've gotten, especially that Megazord. That was like the least threatening thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was like just a normal alpha type, except with a fucking tiara on its head.
Like, it was, yeah, so weird. I just didn't get it. It was cool seeing the Escape evolve thing, but and we got the little thing from Enter about how that makes her unstable. But you know, whatever, I guess. So what did you guys think?
I like ponies. No,
I knew it. Dawson's a brony.
Like, I thought it was an entertaining episode.
Hey, that key phrase is secret brony.
I loved the part. No, I like brownies. But I like
Dawson. Those are young girls. You need to leave them alone. They're not old enough.
Brownies you can have now here. Hey, you're the one who said the little and innocent thing. Don't pin that on me. Anyway, I was just making fun of dead people. That's what I was doing. That's my shtick. Anyway, I really like the part. Damn it! I want to say the part I liked. I liked the part when they met the teacher and Ryuji just shakes his hand and like really hard and he gets like this crazed look on his face.
I know, right?
Yeah, I actually did like how defensive those three were getting at towards that teacher.
Like you get the deranged look on his face.
I like the fact that the commander actually got to do something besides sit at the desk. Like, granted, it was all humor-based, but it was still funny.
Well, he's either sitting at the desk or walking around on the floor.
I like that his was mostly, like, looks, though. Like, all of his humor came from the, like really cold looks he was giving this guy. Which were funny to see from him.
I just like when they're walking down the aisle, he just looks stone cold. I think she didn't believe the wedding was real just because there's like four people at it.
I like how Jin just randomly pulls out his gun from his suit jacket in the middle of the wedding.
Like, hurry up. Let's get this going.
Oh, Jay said something really funny in this episode. I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember. I think I remember what you're talking about, but I can't remember what it was either.
No, I'm sad, but yeah.
Like, I love it how they're talking about, like, she's talking about how, like, the teacher knows a lot about bugs or whatever, and you're just like, can't trust those guys. What does that even mean?
I think that's weird that she kept bringing that one up as, like, a plus towards the dude. Like, yeah, he's cute because he knows a lot about bugs.
So he's Weevil?
Any girl in school would have been grossed out about that. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you.
Oh, Yoko. Yeah, she's a strange kitty.
But more towards the Metaroid. I mentioned on Twitter how this one, the way it was used was kind of odd. Yeah. I can kind of justify it, like, why it was used that way, but at the same time, it's so unorthodox for GoBusters to use it in that way, to essentially ruin people's weddings and steal love.
Yeah.
Because all of the previous Metaroids have been going after logical things. They're either going after the Energon, or they're going after the GoBusters. But the way I sort of roughly justified it was that Enter mentioned that Escape was using Data to upgrade herself, and that's, it kind of made me think, well, is she using the Data of love? Because aside from that not really making a whole lot of sense, like, technical wise, it's kind of, I don't want to say makes sense, but it kind of does for how Escape acts towards Messiah. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. She loves him as a father, so her rationale would be to get more love to make herself stronger, because the
like
whole
a stripper. Look at me, Daddy, do you love me now? And then get up on the pole. And then that, now they're like 55, they're wearing a nurse's outfit, and it's just really creepy.
Oh, God.
But her whole reason for existing is to serve Messiah as his warrior, I guess, and to always and forever love Messiah. So, in that way, it kind of makes sense that she would rationalize needing more love to get stronger, but it's
works
still
for
kind
me.
Of dumb. it's still a little dumb.
Whatever you
I
say,
I just got really mad thinking about when Krillin got blown up and just went upgraded. You know, that's how you usually do it.
Like,
I'm upset because I used Aerosol's insult towards him that he gave me, and Brian drowned it out, or Dawson, or whoever the hell it was.
I heard you.
Okay, good. I just don't know if the rest
of
the
better though.
I don't know if the audience heard
a little bit.
It was fun. I did enjoy it. Fagatron's a good word. I think I'm going to have to use that.
Faggots in disguise.
When
the Decepticons. I couldn't resist. The jingle just came to me.
when the episode started, oh my god. Like, I went into it thinking I was going to hate it just because the concept was kind of irritating. Like, they always have, like, some sort of episode where they have to have a fake wedding. I don't know why. They just always do.
At least it wasn't this one where they're like, Yoko, time to get married. Like, hey, whatever.
But, it actually ended up being a fairly enjoyable episode given how absolutely weird it was and everything like that. So, I'm at least appreciative of that.
Yeah, I'm really not sure what the fascination is with faking a wedding.
It's just a weird tradition that they have. But
there's a lot of weird traditions in Toku.
But yeah, I should say, like, even though I had a little bit of a gripe with the Metroid, I didn't hate the episode. I still laughed at several of the funnier parts. And I like Escape's upgrade form.
Yeah.
I especially like how she fights by using her guns as a chained weapon that still shoots somehow.
I was wondering how that worked. I'm like, how does it... Okay.
Telepathy.
Just kind of flinging around the bolt. I'm like, oh, okay, that's... Oh, okay, fine.
Okay.
Like, everyone was, like, complaining about them getting monster forms, but, like, I don't mind it because it lets them do more in terms of choreography and everything.
Well, it kind of makes sense, too. I mean, it's not like it's an outlandish idea.
I like how she didn't just go monster form. Like, there was an actual reason why she could.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of flimsy, but there was a reason why she could, like, access that new form. And, like, last episode or two episodes ago, I can't remember, they even gave a reason, like, why she needed to, because the GoBusters got stronger, so,
yeah.
Of course, she needed to get stronger.
She still kind of got her ass kicked, too. That's what's fun.
The part where she's talking about what is, not Escape, what Enter's planning, I'm still hoping we're leaning towards Enter going rogue. Because if not, we're just going to look like idiots.
I kind of figured he was.
Well, yeah, but you never know. I mean, I know you never know, but... Because we're always like, oh, look, he's going to totally go rogue. Because, like, he dropped all these hints, and then he's all like, oh, Messiah. And then he starts humping him. I'm like, well, now it seems a little bit more like they're heading towards it, but they could still not. Like, maybe he's going to become Messiah or something. Maybe it'll be like a Dark Nightmon thing, where he's like, lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo, and the Messiah's like, lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo. That was descriptive.
Oh.
It's like a triple cross on Digicrossing. I don't know, but...
Well, I think it might end up being where he's gathering all this data to make himself stronger. Like, or, like, he's going to absorb whatever from Messiah.
To become the new Messiah.
Yeah. Mostly because, I mean, you could tell that he realized quite a few times that Messiah is a fucking retard.
He is.
Smash, Enter! Smash!
Like, exactly.
It's like Messiah's the embodiment of all of the past main Sentai villains, and Enter's finally that one guy who's like, dude, you're kind of stupid.
Dude, if you realize that you're a complete
fucking
moron.
We could totally win if you just do what I told you.
We could just attack him with like 3 Metroids and once. No, smash now!
Smash.
Yeah, but if we get more Enertron, no!
But if we get more, we can send more at once.
Yeah, if we get more Enertron, we can send like 5 Megazords and just step on them. We're like, no, smash now! No, wait! But they. God damn it.
No, smash.
No, wait. I want the next one to have a Tiara, god damn it! Don't you see the hat? Its name is Mrs. Nesbitt.
Oh, Lord.
Its name is Mrs. Nesbitt. Yeah, I was just happy that it was actually a decent episode.
Next week we're doing the GoBusters adaptation of Real Steel. I hope Hugh Jackman makes an appearance.
What about Hugh Jack Me Off? That'd be fun too.
Oh god. Sounds like a porn name. Like, well, Jack Black Cock.
Vin Diesel did make an appearance a few weeks back.
What?
The trailer that they randomly inserted
into the trailer.
I don't remember that.
I do. That's because you didn't watch the overtime version. You watched the "I'm going to stream this online and not download it" version.
It is the overtime version.
But did you just quit it when it ended? You don't watch the previews.
No, I skipped the end theme, but that's it.
There is no end theme. Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
What? How can you miss the dancing?
I watch it every episode.
Because like, I always skip that part.
Just because I like watching Jay dance.
I make sure whenever there's a superhero Tyson or a movie war to skip that.
And I like getting seduced by the commander and he winks at me.
You know what? It's fun because you watch that, right? And there's Jin, who is like mouthing the words to the song at different parts.
He's like the only one that does.
And I imagine that at some point they're telling him, look, buddy. You don't have to actually sing the song. We have another guy that does that.
He's the one that looks like he's having the most fun.
So. I know. Everyone else is kind of like static, but like he's like really into it and he's bouncing around and shit. I'm like, oh man.
It kind of reminds me of something I saw about Star Wars where like I can't remember if it was Ewan McGregor or Hayden Christensen. They had to tell like repeatedly, can you please stop making the lightsaber noises while we're filming? We're going to add that in later. You don't have to do that during the fight. We do that for you.
Also, can you show another emotion besides just the one? No? All right. Connor couldn't either.
But yeah, that's why I enjoy watching that end theme, just because it's hilarious just how much Jin's in it compared to everyone else. But I mean, he has experience from ending theme dancing, though.
Well, yeah, like, Yoko looks so serious, like she's focusing on getting all the moves right. Well, because she's dancing with freaking R2-D2 over there.
I like how she does the worst, too. Like, when they're doing that solo part with the buddyroids, she, like, missteps and almost falls over.
Why did Yoko, not Yoko, Osada have the ice packs on him at the beginning?
I don't know. Like, I noticed that. I just didn't really care. I'm like, whatever, what are you doing?
I have no idea. That was just stupidness. Like, that was... It didn't make sense. I just ignored it. Walked away.
Oh, well.
All right. So, Wizard, unfortunately, was not on this week because our lives suck.
There was a relay race instead.
Really?
Yeah.
A relay race? Okay, Japan, what the fuck are you doing? A relay race?
This is stupid.
You cancel my Wizard for a fucking relay race.
That's what I just said, yes.
I'm upset.
You should be.
Yeah. Well, I am. I'm very upset.
So, we have to talk about Superhero Tyson instead.
Yeah, so we're going to be discussing Superhero Tyson because we hate ourselves that much.
And we do, trust me. We hate ourselves a lot.
We hate ourselves so much that there isn't even any hate left for the haters. Haters gonna hate? Nope, they can't hate because we hate ourselves too much. That's how much we hate ourselves.
Huh?
It's funny that we have to insert fake laughter because that's all true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have no idea how we're handling this movie. I don't think we are.
Are we going to just go into it, or should I do a half-assed attempt at a summary? I mean, I suppose it doesn't matter if the events are out of order, because the whole thing was out of order.
I think we'll just kind of discuss it as we go.
Okay.
So, like, the movie starts out with Marvelous beating the fuck out of the original Seven Riders.
He's like, fuck you, Shoal Riders, Charizard! Like, that is, honestly, I think that made me the happiest, just because I'm sick of seeing them in every movie.
Awesome is very anti-Showa.
Well, people are always like, how can they be the seven legendary writers? Marvels can turn into, like, everybody. It's like,
ever.
Like, how could they beat Ben 10? Well, because they suck. All they have is chest pads.
See, I mean, even with the people complaining, their complaint is completely proven pointless by the end of the movie. Because
yeah.
Everyone was in on it. Spoilers, everyone was in on it.
Everyone was in on Superhero Tyson. It was a giant ruse to create mass suicide. Huh?
Spoilers almost worked.
Revealed!
I was really close, and then they're like, wait, no, it's a ruse. I'm like, okay.
No, it's a ruse.
And then I don't really remember what happens after that, except a lot of people die, and...
At one point, Meteor was like,
"Woo!" Oh yeah, there was an exceptionally long Forza portion, and
that upset
I was
me.
Really sad because it never ended. It just kind of kept going, and
it reminded me of how little I enjoyed Kamen Rider last year.
Yeah,
it reminded me of how little I enjoyed life last year.
Man, Brian's going for the depressing angle on this one. It's a Debbie Downer.
And so the Go Busters were there too. I was like, "Yay, Go Busters! You can maybe save this," and they couldn't.
They couldn't.
Forze and the Go Busters die. They go somewhere. I don't know what the fuck happened exactly. And then Tsukasa thought the Ghost Agers were boring. Even he's like, "Go kill them for me," even though he goes and kills them himself, but. Let's see, there's that, and then, so the main characters of this movie are, Joe, and a female Joe, and so, no, it's Joe and Don, and, Hina, for some reason.
Hina. She's just like, hey, can I be in this movie?
And, D-End.
Daiki was there, yeah.
And but Milfy and I were there for a little bit before they got vented.
They got vented pretty quick.
They got vented.
They just go in those little capsules and float in purple space until the guy from Iron Chef comes and saves you. That's how heaven works. That's what I learned.
Oh, that would have made this such a better movie.
That's what happens when you follow the Lunsford Legion. It's like a religion.
If only the Iron Chef had been there to save them.
That was odd.
Anybody else hear that alien Morse code?
Yeah.
It's Moonspeak.
What?
Just a bunch of noises.
Meep.
So those are our main characters. Don does a whole lot of nothing. Hina does a whole lot of nothing. So it's basically Joe and Daiki being emo.
And hating each other.
They argue a lot, and then more people die. Narutaki shows up under the alias of Dr. Gay. I'm not making that up.
Dr. Gay.
That's what Kevin would have found if he had went past the rainbow flags. Narutaki's secrets revealed. He's the kingpin of the gay district. He wears a Pimp Kramer outfit there, though.
Oh God!
What else happened?
They went around and they were like, "Fuck, everyone's dying." And Marvelous, not Marvelous, TK's like, "Look at my fucking perm and my fucking shoes." Like, can he look less intimidating? Maybe if his hair was pink.
DK's like, "Let's kill the Ghost Agers," and they're like, "We don't wanna."
We did that. We did that.
And then they're like, let's kill them. Marvel's like, let's kill these guys. That's all that happened in the movie. This went back and forth.
I'm like, why are you killing all the writers? Because they pushed us? Why are you killing all the Sentai? Because they pushed us? The playground?
They're like, if we don't kill the Sentais, all the writers will be destroyed. Well, if we don't kill all the writers, all the Sentai are going to be destroyed.
Didn't you see the ratings? They're way more popular than we are.
And at some point, apparently, they were told to go find Aquaranger in the past, because the normal Aquaranger is dead already.
And they're like, how the fuck are we going to get there?
Like, okay, we need to go talk to him before he died.
because he totally know what's going on.
Yeah, especially back in 1976.
Back in 1976.
Exactly. Five, I think 75. He was tripping balls too. He was fighting a baseball. Like they show him fighting that monster guy, but if you, in reality, if you were just seeing this scene, he was just whipping a baseball because he was just tripping balls so bad.
Poor baseball man.
Deadliner shows up because plot device. And
well, how else will you get back to the past?
So the Imogen are like, we're a Sentai lulz, and I'm like, nah. And so they go back and they find Aquaranger, and they're like, yay, let's bring you back with us for some reason, because that's a good idea.
And no, so it's not.
They do this, and then
don't do it.
They're hanging out.
It's a trap.
And there's some more Sentai peoples that come. They're like, yo, Aquaranger waving, and like, okay.
Power Ranger was there.
And then, yeah, the Power Rangers were there. Tommy showed up.
Z Ranger and
Chris
Car
was
Ranger.
Totally right. G Rangers and the Mega Rangers stood next to each other. It's a PR reference.
Yep.
The Zordon era Zomg.
I love Zordon era Power Ranger references.
And so Ichigo shows up. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're dead, you fuck. And so it turns out that the Deca Driver and the Mobirates suddenly give them the ability to, for DK to change his belt, and for both of them to change their voice. Even though this was never an ability before, it is now. And so they're like, ha, we're actually DK and Marvelous, ha ha. And you're like, what the fuck? And then they start killing everyone else, and they're like, oh no, it's just us now, and,
just us Justice Ducks.
What else? And they're like, ha, there's no more signs of Riders or Sentai anymore. Huh? And, even though Marvelous and Decade are still standing there, and Don is still standing there, too, in plain fucking sight. He's not poor even Don. Fucking hiding. He's standing there. There's no more Sentai. And apparently their fucking little radar can't...
No, they killed Marvelous and... Or, like, they were laying on the ground.
They were laying
dead.
On the ground. They weren't dead. They had their little bout with each other, and then they were just laying there, like...
Hot but they thought they were dead. So the guy's like, oh, look, there's no bioparticles.
Even though
he was like, oh... Doc doesn't count. This is just like Ghost Sage or shit. Go Kyger all over again. Hagase doesn't count for shit. Oh, okay.
And apparently their little radar thingy forgot about Forze, which is fine with me.
And the Go Busters as well.
And the Go Busters, because then they show up having taken a really long bike ride with each other. They finally show up, and then they're like, this was all a ruse to get the big machine... components.
Oh, you don't say.
That's the puzzle.
You don't say.
Or something. Dr. Gay. And well, I really wish I was making this up.
Sounds like we're making up a story on the fly.
And
it's just bad fan fiction.
So they're like, we made all this to defeat you, huh? And then they fight everyone, and everyone dies, all the bad guys die. And they're like, ha, we saved the day, and then fucking goddamn D-End is sitting there going, oh, well, no, I'm going to put this simple puzzle together, and he puts the two pieces together, and he's like, ha, the big machine is mine. And
they were like, we can do that thing with our Galaxy S3s, watch, they have phone sex.
He brought forth his BM. I thought it was childishly funny.
And so those two things, the ship from Masked Rider and
Crisis Fortress and the Gigant Horse.
Oh yeah, the Gigant Horse.
That fucker.
That thing. They combine into some thing. And
the big machine.
D.N. hops in it, and he's like, ha, you ruined my friendship, or you used me. I don't really know what he was talking about at this point.
Let me get cornered by that guy in the club. I'm Kevin's lesbian friend. That's what it looks like.
Long story short, they beat the shit out of DN with Go Buster O, with the Super Rocket and Super Drill Switches, and the day is saved thanks to
the Powerpuff Girls. Because they were apparently here somewhere at point two, probably.
Probably. And I don't, they, Uchiha, I don't know. I'm out.
Just say I'm out.
I'm out. That's it. That's all for me.
That's pretty accurate too.
That's the movie. We weren't gonna summarize it, but I just did because I don't know how to shut up.
Yeah. So if you couldn't tell, we clearly are awarding this with our favorite writer Sentai movie ever.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably our favorite film of all time.
Fuck anything else. This is the movie.
Like, this is just so terrible.
Terrible isn't even a good
enough
word
for good.
This.
No.
Like, I don't even understand how... The End is not that much of a prick.
Like, Tsukasa betrayed him because he didn't let him in on the plan, even though they don't travel together. They run through different milky portals. Sounded wrong.
Like, like, I watched DK. The End didn't really seem to care about Tsukasa ever.
And all of a sudden, he's
like, but at the end, they're like, we journey together. And then they did that tension, but what's her face was not transformed because I don't know.
So, I just feel like I have to bring this up, but why the hell did we need a time traveling Cybot? Why the hell did Marvelous go back in time at all?
I think a weepy angel touched him. It was all a ruse just to get him back to the present.
Like, not only why, but how.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just said it.
I hate everything.
It's just totally. Like, how did Gokai Red have the keys when the people were there?
I didn't even think of that until just now.
I'm pretty sure at least the...
Well, no. See, that's acting... That's like assuming that the canon of the TV series actually affect this movie. What it's, I'm talking about is why the hell this movie can't stick to its own
canonicity.
It can't stick to its own damn timeline.
You know what's funny is that I was telling Brian this is that not only was I trying to keep track of this nonsense, but I also had to keep track of where it was in the show. Like, I forgot that, like, Veet and Stagbuster didn't exist yet, and that Meteor, we were just meeting him for the first time. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot this came out in 2008. Like, why did Japan movies take so long to come out?
I don't even understand how they were able to greenlight this. Like, it's funny, I watched it and they're like, why do writers and Sentai have to fight? I'm just going, the producers said so, they want money. Because that was the only purpose they had for fighting was, we want money.
And it's just like what Brian said last week. Why did they bother wasting money on this? Like,
think of the amount of people they had to get just to see all those suits lined up so everyone could freak out, and I'm just sitting there not looking at it.
This could have gone towards their actual TV series that were running at the time. Sure, nothing was going to save Forze, but still.
And then I got upset because they're like, I got upset. They're like, destroy the old metals. I'm like, no! They're like, but it's Oz's great power. I'm like, shut the hell up.
Well, don't even get me started on the fucking Oz keys. Let's turn into Kamen Rider Oz because it's his hidden power or whatever the fuck.
And then they got to use the Galleon Buster in Kamen Rider suits.
And it's like, ride a charge or whatever it said. And
like, I was upset it didn't actually, they didn't actually do anything as them. Like,
they didn't fight, they just stood there. Like, this entire movie is just standing there.
Like, there was no purpose for any of it.
They stand around, talk about why they have to kill people, kill a few people, go to a different place, stand around, say the same goddamn thing about why they have to kill people, and then kill a little bit more people.
That should have been the story.
So much killing.
Why can't we all just get along?
And none of it made any difference in the end. It was completely pointless. The entire movie was pointless.
Like, what was the fucking point Well, we already established it was pointless, but like in their mind, what was the fucking point? Okay, let's let these guys get these two giant ships that should have been already destroyed together.
Three times over, by the way.
Together to do some evil plan, and then at the last minute we'll all gang up and stop them because, you know, that's a plan. No, just fucking kill them in the first place.
Well, Marvelous and Decayed killing off all of the Sentai and Riders just served to inhibit themselves. Like, if they already knew about the plan, just take care of the plan. Like you said, the whole purpose was,
okay, well, we know about this plan. Okay. So we made our own plan, that is that we're going to make you think that we're on board with your plan and kill each other, but we're not going to kill each other. We're just going to send each other in between the dimensions in that little decayed wall, and then we're going to get you all together in one spot so we can kill you all at once or something. What? This was
just
stupid.
Just fucking kill them!
Because of their plan, all that happened was the enemies actually got closer to succeeding with their plan.
Plus, these enemies are supposed to be dead.
All you do was just piss the end off so that he could not act like himself. And he could deactivate their plan.
Like, why is after Dien the main villain of this movie?
After it ended, like the way it ended with Dien going crazy, I'm like, they should have just let Joe cut his head off during the middle of the movie when he tried. Then we could have just avoided this whole thing.
There's the thing. Like, okay, I actually do like Joe as a character.
I love Joe.
And he wasn't bad in this movie. In fact, if they wrote it a little bit better, he could have been pretty good. It's just that by the end of it, even his story was completely pointless. It was just padding before you got to the big fight at the end, because nothing the end went through made any sort of difference, because all of a sudden he went through a sudden character shift and was evil, and then wasn't when they blew him up.
Like, the whole thing, when I see positive people talk about it, which I already hate them because they're positive people, but they're like, oh, it's just a bunch of fan service. They did it for us. I'm like, what you consider fan service, I consider rape. It's like, I don't, like, what? It's not that exciting. They're like, oh, like, just do the pan shot of everyone. That's like an episode 7, 8, and 9, them just getting Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford together.
Ford.
Yeah, sorry. And then they just line them up and then pan over them and then they walk off. Like, oh man, the movie sucked, but at least we got fan service. No, it's not fan service.
That's going to be 10, 11, and 12.
It's not
They're
even
going to
really
be there.
They're just going to be on life support by the time they come out.
And here's the thing, that to all the people who do actually really like this movie for whatever ungodly reason, why? Like, I know that some people say, oh, well, it's cool, or, you know, seeing these people and stuff like that, but why was it cool? What made this cool? This wasn't cool. I didn't even think this was good as an action flick. If this was at least good action, then maybe I could have something good to say about it. But yeah, like you said, the fight scene sucked.
They seemed really, rigid, like, especially compared to when I'm watching GoBusters or Wizard, the fight scenes are always really well choreographed, so I'm kind of used to that.
Well, the problem was that they had so many people that their normal suit guys couldn't be them, so they had to get other guys to stand in, and they just didn't know what they were doing to be those characters. Like, because there's a certain fighting style that these people have, but when you can't have Seiji Takaiwa being 8 riders on screen fighting in the same shot. It doesn't work. So then somebody has to sub in.
That's why this kind of thing only works in theory. You know, in the context of them as characters, not them as the actual suit actors. Because like you said, the suit actors played most of those characters. So you can't have them playing all of them at the same time. So you can't pull it off. Not convincingly.
You have Decade and Oz and Forze. But they're all Seiji Takaiwa. You don't have Shu Watanabe and Masahiro Inoue in the suits fighting to where you go, oh, well, you know, here's DK and here's O's. No, it's the same guy. Like, it doesn't work. Like, it's fine to just have the actor there, like, oh, I'm edgy and I'm DK and I've got a perm. But
I've got a perm.
In practice for fight scenes, it doesn't work.
Like, that reminds me of, like,
one
of my...
He got permier as time went on.
He had, like, Lunsford hair. He's got, like, the loops you can put pencils on. I don't get why people think I was going to be so excited to see Marvelous and DK stand next to each other, see these writers stand next to these Sentites. Like, when I see crossovers, whenever the things I enjoy about good crossovers are seeing the characters interact, like, that'll happen with, like, Sentai crossovers, seeing, like, the quirky characters get together. Like, to use my soap example, just seeing, like, Todd and Sunny interact because of the enormous amount of history that they both have and how they interact. Not just because they stood next to each other. It's like, I like to see how they interact, and this was just basically people standing next to each other.
Yeah.
Like, look, I get it. It's cool to see, you know, Masked Man fighting alongside Black because they aired together or whatever. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, I mean, I wouldn't mind if each year the Sentai and Rider of that year had a team up because that makes sense and is current or whatever. But the only thing I enjoyed about that entire thing, to be honest, was when Shadow Moon was fighting Black and, like, he referred to him as Black Sun and he called him by his name Nobuhiko. I just thought that was fun because that was, like, actual, like,
they actually show that they paid attention.
Yeah, that was actually, like, something that was Black-related and not, like, oh, just, like, so-and-so fighting next to each other. Like, the Magi Rangers and Hibiki, like, look how cool this is. Like, I don't give a shit. Like...
And... Yeah. Like Dawson was saying about seeing them interact, like, that's the problem... That's one of the biggest problems this had was that... A, you can't get back all those actors, and even if you did, fitting them into a single movie is, like, going way overboard. But they cut it down to minor characters of each of, like, two or three different series as your main focus for most of the time. Like, when you think of a crossover, you want to see a lot of the main characters interact and see how they react with each other, but you don't want to see Hakase messing around with Hina. Like, I don't want to see that.
They didn't even really do anything. They just all sat at tables thinking.
Exactly.
The whole time.
And not only was that all we got, but it was just padding because this was primarily just a means to get to the action. And the action didn't pay off. So.
Like, there were too many characters. There were too many characters they threw in to actually do anything worthwhile.
Because you had Marvelous, you had Tsukasa, and then you had Dr. Gye, and then you had Hina, and Dien,
a bunch of those...
and Joe, and Don, all alive. And then you spent so much time in that stupid fucking Forze bit.
Well, what happened is you had the Forze cast, right, and the Go Busters cast already because that's the current shows. Then you had the Gokaigers and Marvelous's troop of bad guys, right? And then you had DK and his troop of rider villains. Then you had Hina just showing up, DK and Dien. You had the Deno cast because they're on contract till 2020. And, like, you had all these people just showing up, and you're like, you can't have 50 characters and them all actually doing something worthwhile. Half of them are just standing there going, yeah, I'm here. See me? I'm over here on the side. I'm here. I'm contractually obligated. They're paying me like $50 and I'm showing up.
Like, the thing is like Kevin said, it would make more sense for them to do, if they have to do a superhero Tyson type deal every year, just to do the current cast, kind of like when DK crossed over Shinkenger. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, I don't want that, but it would be less messy. And if they were going for, like, a best-of thing, trying to fit everyone was obviously a huge mistake, like we just went over. They could have done, like, a rip-off of the Avengers and been like, oh no, Die Shocker and whatever the first Sentai villains were got together, because they're like, first, let's form a first club and get our ridiculous-looking costumes together. And then, like, Marvelous and Tsukasa are like, oh no, and then they pick, like, five people from each of their side. And basically, those five people, whoever the fuck, will come back. And then you can have them interact, and that's manageable, and it would seem cooler.
Although I did love that when they said the Showa era suits look dated or whatever, like what the hell? Like, these suits look stupid.
Like, all of the villains, like, when a lot of them, like, compilated, they just looked so, like, they didn't look menacing at all. Like, you got the Die Shocker people running around in pajamas. And then, like, some of the guys looked like the stuffed, the furry Deno suits that they wear when they're in public. I'm like, is this serious? And then you have a baseball head. I'm like, wow.
Like, the only good thing about the group shot is it's of the end fight scene is it's fun to go, let's see how many guys I can name in 30 seconds. Like who can I see in this shot? That's about it all it's good for, because otherwise it's just a giant mess. And oh, look, they're all running at the same time. Yeah, because that's what I want to see. 300 guys running at each other. Like,
it kind of bothers me that, shit. Original Hina, Decade's bitch, what's her name?
Oh, Natsumi.
Yeah, her and Fate Kuga, but they weren't in it. They just... Why aren't they...
Natsumi got lost somewhere.
Oh, but they left her in a world... Oh, shit, where's Kat? I mean, Natsumi. And then Kuga, who's just an easy...
She was off being Kivala somewhere.
Kivala wasn't even in
it. And then they're like... It was so funny because I'm watching the end fight, and they go through the big pan shot, and like all the Sentai riders are here, and I'm looking, I'm like... No, these are just the main riders. The other guys took the day off, I guess. I'm like, wait,
they didn't
want to
be a part of this.
Like, there's no G3, there's no Kaiza, they have Axel there in the corner. They don't have like there's no Gattack. All the other riders are gone. This isn't you gave them a day off.
They ain't got time for that. Or bronchitis.
Yeah. Ixa wasn't there. Like, no, but none of the writers were there. Just the main guys that were contractually obligated to have their suits present. Like, this was a horrible waste of time of a movie. I can't believe I sat through it. I hated myself halfway through.
I was just so happy that all the people that said it was horrible when it aired in Japan were right. And
you mean like the actors? Yeah, the actors were right that it was a horrible
really
movie.
I didn't understand it, but they handed me a wad of cash, so I didn't question them.
Like, and I still go back to that. Is that Decade and Deanne were like, we didn't even know we were saying half the time in the lines. There was so much katakana in this, I didn't know what they did. I just said it because they told me to.
Like, I'm just glad that it was bad to my predictions when it was announced. Like, all we got was like a little title, and I'm like, this is gonna suck. I'm like, what if this is awesome? I'm gonna get lawyered. So I'm just glad it sucked.
When all we found out was it was Sentais and Riders together in a movie, we were like, this is gonna be terrible.
Well, I knew it was gonna be bad when they said the anniversaries are over, so now we want to do something bigger. And I was like, yep, suckage. I still can't believe people were gonna like comparing this to the level of anticipation and potential quality of the Avengers.
Oh god, yeah. Fuck that.
I know, right? Exactly. They call this superhero Tyson as an insult to actual superheroes.
I know, they were like, superheroes are gonna save the world. I'm like, well then why are you guys here?
It's just a bunch of Asians having a slap fight. It's not even a proper slap bet.
I hate to go back to the people who actually like this thing, but again,
they don't matter
why?
In life.
Like, is there an actual intelligent reason for why you like this? Because I'm legitimately curious. Why like this?
That's what I wonder about In-N-Out Burger every single day of my life. Like, why is the entire country brainwashed to think that these burgers are good? I think I just ate a sponge.
Because without a proper reason,
these fries were pissed
and
off.
I know people are going to like not be happy to hear this, but without a proper reason, then to me, all you are is a simpleton. Like, you don't... I'm not going to listen to you. Like, if you're just going to be like, yeah, it was cool, or I actually really liked it, then... No, I'm not going to listen to you.
Like, I want a reason that's not just, oh, it's fan service. Like, that's
because
not,
it was
that's
fun.
Not a reason.
Because it was good. Like, well, why is it good? Because it was. No,
like it for what it is. No,
a mess.
Like it
what,
for
it
what
is,
it
is.
Is
a mess.
I'm not going to like it for what it is because it's an awful movie with no plot and an absolute character mess with action scenes that aren't even that good.
You know, I hate to I don't want this to sound like a Sentai snobbery thing. But I think I brought this up when it was announced, but I feel like it made me upset that Kamen Rider's, like, tomfoolery got involved with Sentai because I mean, sure, all Toku series have their ridiculousness when it comes to team-ups and, like, things you have to forgive. But I thought that in terms of, like, Gokaiger and stuff, Sentai had their whole, like, anniversary bit, like, pretty tight compared to what DK did. Mm-hmm. And how crazy it is. And, like, because they have, like, the separate universe, and it kind of felt like this whole universe for it, and it felt fine, but it's like, then Kamen Rider just got its little disease all over it, and it made it confusing. Because I thought that Gokaiger had everything just fine. I liked the 199 Heroes movie. I didn't have any problems with it.
That was fantastic. That's the way you do an anniversary team up, and it was so good and so awesome. And then this was the exact polar opposite.
Heck, we talked about that in Gokaiger. Oh, go ahead.
Even in terms of just a crossover with a different franchise, I just recently got around to watching Gokaiger versus Gavin, and
that
I actually really liked it
too. I actually really liked that movie. It had the right amount of Gavin,
the right amount of Gokaiger, the right amount of elements in each one mixed together. You didn't pull
elephants?
Elephant. You didn't have like 50 characters from Gavin just showing up to be there. Like, sure, you had a bunch of random Sentai villains, but they were in prison and it was kind of funny. And they were hitting on Doc and stuff.
I mean, even from the beginning, I just don't understand the draw of this movie. Like, this money could have went to something worthwhile. Like I said,
making
O's Returns.
Forza better. O's Returns, making Forza better.
I would have actually rather seen the money for this movie go into a Forza movie that actually makes them meet the fucking presenters. I'm not going to give that a rest until that actually happens.
Like, I completely forgot what I was just going to say. Oh, like, when the whole build-up to it was happening, when, like, it was releasing in Japan, the trailers and posters were coming out, everyone's like, Zom! And they just start fapping. I'm like, is it me? Am I just really jaded? Yes, but it's also shitty. And it's like, I'm pretty sure, like, if this would have been announced randomly, like, years ago before any of this happened, and we would have no knowledge of what the team-ups would be like, we'd probably have been excited. But it's like, they just did too many of these type deals, and they can't do it right.
Like, I loved how they summoned the Buster Machines, and they couldn't use Sentai graphics. They had to use, like, the shitty Kamen Rider CG. I was like, no, what happened to normal Buster Machine effects? Oh, no, we have to use Kamen Rider CG. I'm sorry.
The Forza being in Go Buster was the closest I've ever felt to being raped. It's like, you get out of there. Go Busters is sacred.
Like, I'm trying to figure out why Yoko couldn't do it. Like, would she, like, scraped her arm on the pavement or something? I was like, I can't pilot it.
How'd she fall out?
She left the back door open. Oh, God.
Oh. Yeah. That happens a lot. It makes for interesting evenings.
Oh, Lord.
Brian,
something you're not
knocking
telling us
on
about
the back
that
door.
Evening you had the other night?
I may not remember some things. I don't know. Look, there are things that happened that it's going to be a little awkward going back to work, but that's fine.
I may have made out with a dude. I don't know.
My ass really hurts.
Oh, God. There's a reason Zeron always uses the word butthurt. I'm just saying. They shared a bed.
Yeah. Yeah, and he enjoyed it every second.
Did anybody else think Zeron looked drugged? No?
He wasn't going to say yes otherwise.
That was great.
You saw him walking funny the rest of the time we were there.
Normally I would want to get back on subject, but since the subject is superhero Tyson, I really don't want to.
That's why he used that camera stand as a cane. Get it around. It's like sort of weapon. I thought he was going to, like, kung fu some people with it or something.
So yeah, this movie sucked ass, and we hate our lives.
At least we covered.
Look, Figyard Super 1 comes out this week. That's fun.
That's who it is. Wait, yeah.
It's definitely not X.
Neither is your mother, but...
I'm trying to think who came out this month. Earlier.
It's Elephant the Elephant.
Elephant!
Huh?
You're gonna get office. That's all T-Bag wanted out of life was an office. An honest to goodness job. What? Office shit. Just give me something to do. TPS reports, anything. Get Lumberg in here.
Lumberg. Yeah. You know, you've been having some problem with your TPS reports.
A friend of mine was at a Halloween party, and he was telling me there was some guy dressed as Lumberg at the party. And he said, the guy that was Lumberg just came over and tapped me on the shoulder. And I said, if it was me, I would have just said, yeah, I don't have those TPS reports. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in on Saturday and again on Sunday.
I wish I lived in a world where this movie didn't exist.
Office Space? I love that movie.
I know, it's so awesome.
No.
Oh, you mean Spooper of Heroes Heisen?
Spooper. Spooper Hero.
Yeah, so if you couldn't tell, we didn't like it.
We loved it.
This is clearly the best.
Around.
No one's ever gone.
No one's ever taken down. You're the best. Around. It's the worst movie I've seen since the Core movie. It was definitely worse than it.
Yeah, this made Core look awesome.
At least they had skull parts.
That's true.
Yeah, this had pretty much nothing redeemable whatsoever. At all.
Yeah, they didn't have me in it, so...
Yep.
That would have made it redeemable if I were in it.
Well, we have to go back to the past to recover Akaranger. Because he'll know what our next assignment is.
Son of a bitch. I wanna.
Because now it's time for Super Samurai Summary Joker.
Yeah! Samurai Forever! They really did mean forever. I was in high school.
This is still going.
I think I was in the 6th grade when Samurai started and now graduated college.
Like, that's, I finally realized what the slogan's meant to mean.
I have no idea what episode number this is, but it was Stroke of Fate, which is a funny episode title.
I like stroking a lot of things.
So, the episode starts out with everyone completely obliterated. Antonio has a chance to kill Decker, but he doesn't take it. He's like, I can't do it. He's not armed or whatever. I don't know. But
I'm going, Decker has two arms, idiot. I don't understand the problem.
Someone's like, you did the right thing, Antonio. It's okay. He's like, no, I didn't. I'm bad. And
somebody spank me.
Oh, God.
So Decker goes back to his house, which is, like, now just a fireplace or something.
Why is it still there? No one cleaned up the room. And wasn't that supposed to be in... Was it in Japan? Where was this?
I don't know.
I just had to go on the rant.
Deus, like, does this mean anything to you? He's like, I feel nothing. And
he's like, Batman.
So Mike and Kevin find the Light Zord just kind of chilling there in the middle of the room, and Antonio ran away to go fight Decker by himself. And so they're like, okay, you guys go find Antonio, and then me and Mia, and Emily will go fight Sarah, because he's attacking too, and they're like, okay, and they split up and do shit. Bulk and Spike find one of the big purple pillars of gaseous light or whatever, and decide to plug the hole with bubblegum. Because he buys in bulk, and it's chewing. Double the puns, double the
fun.
I don't know.
Double the poly.
That works too. And so Mike and Kevin save Antonio, who's about to get his ass kicked because he still can't fight Decker. He's like, you don't have a sword, I can't fight you. And then he's like, well, I got a sword right here, and almost kills Antonio.
I got a sword right here. How do you like it on your neck?
So everyone keeps fighting. Bulk and Spike keep chewing. Decker, like, runs away and finally finds Serator, and they're like, rah, 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 talking, because that's what talking sounds like.
Oh,
and so they keep fighting to try to prevent Decker Juzo, since it's occasionally Juzo in this footage, from breaking the rock, and he's like, he's just about to straight, but then he swings around and kills Serator instead. And so all the holes go away. But just as that happens, Bulk and Spike roll over one of the holes. See, I understand the humor in this, not really, but they get stuck to this bubblegum ball that would be impossible to build in that span of time anyway. But ignoring that aspect, they're rolling it fine, and then all of a sudden, it gets the adhesive for them to stick to it while rolling. Bulk would probably fucking suffocate, but that's fine. They plugged the hole, even though the hole
that is fine, because he won't pay for the damn damage he caused to the convention center. We got to hear about it for Paramorphicon.
The city probably used taxpayer dollars to fill the hole.
Please help pay for gumball damage.
See, this is what the government is using your tax dollars on, to fix gumball damage.
And so the five of them use the five-disc octocannon, because they need to come up with a name for everything. And Jane uses the Super Bazooka, and then Sarah goes... So, they summon the Samurai Megazord, the Bull Megazord, the Claw Battlezord, South, and Light Zord, and they all fight. They're like, yay! And the Claw Battlezord and the Samurai Megazord defeat the two little paper dudes. I forgot what the fuck those were called.
And paper Light dudes?
Zord and Bull Megazord take on Serator, which seems backwards to me, but that's fine. And they all fail hardcore, so they Gigazord it up.
Hardcore parkour.
Yep.
Like
and,
Ivan.
And activate Shogun mode, because that's important. And they attack, but it's still not good enough. They're like, what the fuck do we do? Oh, no. And they're like, let's use the Shark Sword, because we forgot this fucking thing existed. And all of a sudden, they have the ability to win, because they used the Shark Sword, too.
The fuck Meanwhile, Shark Sword?
Decker walks off past Dayu, and they're like, our fates are intertwined. And well, the Batman. Team has a bonding moment about how Antonio still did the right thing, and yay, superhero. I don't fucking know.
Yay, no murdering.
Why? I like murdering.
Not affiliated. I work for Dagley Insurance.
Is it over?
Yeah.
It's not as fun as raping and murdering, but it's fun.
Here we go. Is it over? Brian?
Yeah, I said it's fucking over.
Sorry, you're gone. Well, you were just so quiet.
So, I said this to them before we started. I really think that Rick Medina was just being himself. I think that's why he's so good as Decker. He was so chill in this episode. He's like, yeah, man, I mean, I'm not going to do what you want, Sarah. You can tell me, you can say to do it, but nah, fuck you, man. I'm like, okay. He's just so chill.
I still think it's funny. I like how he did what I said, like, 4 weeks ago when last episode aired that was relevant. Was like, he could just pretend he's going to do what Serator wants and then kill him with the sword. Only give you the sword if you do my bidding. Okay? Gets it? Stab. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Clashing noises, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway. It wasn't a bad episode. It wasn't, like, fantastically awesome, but it wasn't bad, I don't think.
Especially compared to last week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes.
Anything's better than last week.
That's true.
True dat, dog. True dat. Yo, you be talking what I be saying.
Yep.
Know what I saying?
But, I don't really have too much to say. I mean, it was an episode, but I don't think it was bad.
It was an episode.
It was an episode.
It was, it was pretty much like just an average Samurai episode. It wasn't anything too, like, awful. It wasn't, like, super, like, the lowest bar, which is the Halloween special, or, like, an awful early Samurai episode. It was just pretty average. I just feel like the momentum's so weird because of how it's airing.
I feel like if it would have aired after the episode before Trick or Treat, then it would have felt better, I think.
Yeah.
But considering we had them get defeated and then aired Trickster Treat and then did this,
Yeah, because like that, if they would have aired this one first, it would have like closed out the arc. Mm-hmm. So that would have made sense. There was a little bit of a lull instead of like, oh, the world's in danger. Let's take time to dream.
Dreaming. Let's dreaming.
That's not until like whenever the hell they get to Go Busters.
Damn.
Doing. They have to do Mega Force. They might get canceled again. You never know.
Then they have to do Pirates in Disguise and.
In disguise?
I don't know whether disguised.
Except Iron Knight.
There was something I wanted to say about this episode. I'm trying to think of what it was.
Shit.
I was trying not to cut Brian off, so I didn't say it.
I was going
to
rant about
that. Oh, it had nothing to do with this episode. Oh, okay, so how many of us here think that Ivan should go do parkouring in the SPD red outfits and put a montage?
Yes.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Hey, I know, right? I thought of that earlier. Runs into the
wall. Fuck with him, it's Jack Shirt. It gave me powers.
I think that would be the like most fantastic thing ever is to get Ivan on Tosh while wearing the SPD red outfit.
I think give us a shout out.
I know, right? They could be like, we were on Tosh too.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the house. So, I thought it was like Century Girls in Japan, but where's Decker from? Did Serrator just randomly pop up at another time in California, destroy their house, and no one ever bothered to clean it up?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe he was like some kind of like a woodsman.
Cool. Obviously.
Like in Snow White.
He was a really chill woodsman. So I don't know. That just seemed funny to me. Like, not only the fact of the Japan thing, but I'm like, why wouldn't somebody pick this up? Oh, look, it's burnt remains. We'll just leave it. Don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, they wanted to leave Dawson's burnt remains there, so.
Yeah. Where? Yeah.
On the pavement where we left you.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Where else would you want your burnt remains left?
I don't know. Oh, shit, I almost cough. Oh, God, I'm going to cough.
It's surprising to me how much more enjoyable I think Rick Medina is in this show compared to how he was with Cole.
I know. Like, I couldn't handle watching him as Cole. I watched this show, I'm like, this is like the coolest motherfucker on the planet. I just gave him $20, and I don't know why.
He's a better person now. But I do think, like, even before we met him, I thought he just played bad better. I think he just, because of, like, what kind of a person he is in real life, that the goody-two-shoes Cole thing didn't really fit him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really doesn't fit any normal human being.
I mean, that's what he said at, what's it called? Morphicon.
Morphicon? Those pie bastards, yeah. Yep. Well, I mean, look at Jason David Frank. He enjoyed being evil Tommy a whole lot more than being Goody Two Shoes Tommy.
He had to play Goody Two Shoes Tommy a lot longer.
Yeah.
Than Scientist Tommy. And then Invisible Tommy. That was fun.
Invisible Tommy?
You know, when he was.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Just a voiceover.
Invisible Tommy.
Invisible Tommy sucked. I don't understand what that.
They're trying to support the charity Invisible Children. Like, what is that for? Is that for, like, kids that accidentally turn invisible? And they're like, raise money to make them visible again.
Yeah, they drank that serum that Trini's uncle made.
Oh, okay. Crazy Uncle Trini. I don't know what his name was.
Crazy Uncle Trini. I didn't know Trini was an uncle. I knew she was dead, but I didn't know she was an uncle. Are we done with the Samurai segment? What's going on?
Yep.
Is it next week Kim Crossman?
Yes.
Comes and shows up the entire cast.
Spoilers! Yes. God, this is a shocking revelation I'm just hearing about. God, I can't believe you're spoiling. What happened to Jaden?
Right. Now it's time for Ram time. Ha. I win.
Oh yeah, I forgot we had to do that. I thought we were going. Oh God, I forgot about Ramble time.
It was like the fastest ever.
Just throwing this out there real quick, I just got a Tomashi email, and Rider Man isn't an exclusive.
He's not. Yeah, I know. Oki told me that the other day.
Well, thank you for filling me in.
I thought he told you.
I've been hiding from him.
He said that basically what happened was that Cyber Gundam said it was exclusive, so people said it's exclusive.
fucking whoever that guy is.
But basically, because the way it's written, it doesn't actually say, because like he showed me, like, the way it's written, and Ryuga, which is an exclusive, is written differently than Rider Man is, which Ryuga clearly tells you that it's exclusive. So he's not sure how people determine that it was exclusive.
Oh man, got mad for nothing. Well, now I'm mad because I have to own him. But
yeah, let me go to the Oki thing.
I have to pay him still. Brian just sitting there hiding in a trash can, just like peeks out, ducks back in.
Okay, he says. With Rider Man on, it said Rider Man March release in the magazine. It said Rider March release Bandai Collectors. Ryuga said Ryuga March release Bandai Collectors Tamashii Web. So Cyber Gundam said, "Oh well, it says Bandai Collectors, so that must mean exclusive." So then everyone said exclusive, but it's not. It's a March retail release.
Anyway, it's gonna be on Sunday night.
Alright, what else is going up?
Nothing important.
I don't have any more Mythcloths to buy yet?
I didn't see one on there.
Sweet.
A D-Arts of something I have no idea what it is. Metal Build and Ultra Act to Robot Damashii, a Chibi Art, and Figure Zero.
You have no idea how happy that makes me. That all we have is... That's... God...
Maybe one of them boring ones.
I know. Well, this is the annoying thing, is that everything's exclusive, so our Epic Shopping is just like one figure art, maybe.
I remember when they used to be so exciting, like when you had those O's figures going up and you didn't have Strike Form and I got cock blocked.
You had to get 4 figure arts, and then sometimes there would be like you guys trying to get a D art, then there's like Kiwami Tamashii's on all these things, and I was like, yeah, we got one figure art to buy? Like, oh, God, this is boring.
And it's not even an exciting figure. It's just Rider Man. He doesn't even have a mouthpiece.
Okay. He's not even gacked.
Gack?
Gacked.
Like that commercial? Gack, gack, gack. That one?
Oh my god.
No?
Moving along.
So anyway, about Pokemon...
Dawn was there and Piplup.
I think that's why I actually enjoyed this episode somewhat.
Because Dawn was there?
I was glad to see Dawn. I'm like, please.
She has a Quilava now.
It evolved faster than Ashes.
Ashes took the longest to evolve out of any Pokemon ever.
Ashes is like, son of a bitch, how did she do that so fast? Seriously.
It was a Cyndaquil for like 500 episodes.
Yeah. I didn't get much action back at the farm. Whatever they do there, I don't know. They just sit there and wait. They're like abandoned children.
But yeah, so... then it got... Piplup got into a rivalry with Oshawott. That was fun. And I love how...
I want Meloetta.
I love how... I just love the faces they're making back and forth. And like the...
Oshawott's pissed face is hilarious.
I know, right?
It gets like that sketchy animation and...
I love Oshawott so much, but some people were complaining about Ash using his Pokedex on Piplup. Like, Ash, why are you using your Pokedex on Piplup?
Iris asked him, didn't she?
I know. That's my point. I'm like, but she said to, she's like, hey, Ash, what does this say? Plus, if you want another, I mean, slightly stupider reason, I guess, maybe he just wanted to see what it would say.
It's a new Pokedex.
Yeah, like, well, what does this one say about Piplup? Is it going to give me any new information? This one said Piplup's like to fall the fuck over. I don't think I said that before.
Piplup, the penguin Pokemon, they fall the fuck over.
Like, what got me about when he did it with coughing is that he, like, seemed legitimately surprised at what the hell a coughing was.
I honestly think that every time he gets a new Pokedex, it just resets him having seen zero Pokemon. So that's probably why he does it. Where do the other Pokedexes go? These are the things I think about.
He gets a new Pokedex, looks at it, and goes,
Oh, son of a bitch, it says I got zero seen and zero caught.
Well, I guess that's what happens to all of us every time a new game comes out, so it's realistic.
Fuck the check, Leon.
Oh, that's funny. Then again, there's also part of the unit of brainwashing. There are no other Pokemon. There are 150
until you go to East Unova, where there's Staryu, and Ash is like, I love Undelatowner, and Undelabay. I'm like, hell yeah, you do. There's familiarity here. Dotham loves it.
Yes. He's like, and they have the right Ralphs. We can circle around it three times with cans. And then we'll go back and forth. Pick up some cheese.
I'm still trying to figure out why we were that poor. Like, we were trying to raise money to get home, and these cans are going to help us in some way. We spent all our money on autographs and can't get back home. Damn, Rick Medina and his $20.
Oh, that was funny. There's too much else to say about the episode other than Ash can't get his damn battle, because Silent's like, wait a second, I want to damn punch.
No, I want to fight Dawn next. Okay.
I love how Dawn got so mad at the connoisseur thing.
She's like thinking like we are. There she's.
Was this the episode where Pan Sage was mimicking him? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Pan Sage, don't stoop yourself to his level.
Although, as stupid as that was, I did kind of find it slightly endearing, just simply because of it's like, oh, it's Pan Sage and he's trying to mimic his trainer. And I mean, it was awful and annoying, but I was like, oh, it's kind of cute at the same time. No, okay, I'm going to stop talking.
Pan Sage had to mimic Silent.
Yeah.
I'm still upset that Brock's not there. Brock should have been there for the reunion. And they should have been like, alright, let's all go to bed, and then ditch Iris and Silent in the middle of the night, and be like, we got the gang back together! Did I mention I don't like Iris and Silent? I don't think anyone could have guessed that.
No. I thought you said last week they were your favorite characters. Damn it, I must have misheard you. I think there was a skip in the call when you said it.
Probably what happened.
Right between the my and favorite, there was kind of a skip I didn't hear. I must have missed a word or two.
My favorite Martian is Doc Brown. Anyway, what's next? Not Pokemon, Ben 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the stretchy people.
They can touch hot things.
I didn't like this episode.
You didn't like it? I
didn't mind it. I just didn't really enjoy it either.
It wasn't my favorite either.
I like the fact that we get to see Art Iguana. That was fun.
I know. Cool. I love how surprised he was. He's like, ooh, Art Iguana?
He's like, oh, I remember this fucker.
From the future. In the future. Well, one of them.
They got a toy, even though it absolutely didn't need to.
It never appeared in Ultimate Alien outside the opening. And it finally appears now. I'm like, well, now we're not going to get a toy for this version, because they just released one. Thanks, people who are in charge of this.
Thanks, people.
That was like the fastest Omnitrix timeout. Yeah, he was like, Art Iguana, cool. Come on!
I love it when Rook's like, didn't you say it lasted 15 minutes? He's like, give or take. He's like, come on.
Like, it varies.
It varies.
Like, I can't tell whether it's supposed to make that counting down noise whenever he transforms back or just when it times out.
I feel like it's just whenever he transforms back, because, like, it always fucking happens. I'm like, you seriously can't be timing out that quickly.
Otherwise, the new Omnitrix sucks.
Oh, yeah, it was. I'm practicing.
I actually can't remember too much from this episode.
Grown-up Ben used Accelerate. That was fun.
He's got the same voice as 10-year-old Accelerator. Why can't they just get the same voices back? I don't get it. It's not like it's Pokemon where they changed hands.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Like, it doesn't really bother me so much. Like, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it kind of did change hands, but just in terms of, like, writing and design work and
stuff. Well, yeah, but,
like
the voice actors, like, you'll see them doing stuff on other Cartoon Network shows, and most of them do it everywhere. It's like, especially like it doesn't really bother me with like the 16-year-old versions because you just assume their voice is matured or whatever. He busts down it stupider when he gets older. But it's like when they did the 10-year-old ones, I don't see what had been the big deal about getting whoever did Forearms or Steve Blum as Heat Blast, just because 10-year-old Ben doesn't appear as often, so I can't imagine they'd have to pay people as often. Just to keep it more like accurate. I don't know. I just miss Steve Blum as Heat Blast. They just can't quite get it. No one else can really get that voice down.
I don't know. I guess maybe they just like the idea of using T. Bradley Baker for a lot. I mean, he's not doing everything anymore, but they got a big hard on for him.
Is it just me, or does Crash Hopper's voice sound like Spider Monkey?
It does.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, I think that's Spider Monkey.
Anyone else tired of Crash Hopper already now that he's using him every episode?
Yeah. I'm like, why is he a goat alien? His power is jumping. Jumping!
It's like how they kept using feedback for 10-year-old Ben during the first, like, 3 or 4 episodes.
That's true, but he's his own...
Yeah, and that was annoying, too.
Yeah.
We got to see Edel. I like Edel's new voice. See, him, I don't mind them changing because Edel's only in, like, 2 episodes.
I like his design more.
Yeah, me too.
I like that he looks a lot more like a beetle than he previously did.
He was just a little bit too robotic last time.
He's very symmetrical. I don't know, that's a weird observation. But I don't know, I just like his new voice better. Like, it sounds kind of, like, by lack of a better word, monstrous. Like, I think other beetle was just like, Edel. D. Bradley ran out of voices. I'm just going to make my voice lower.
You just got tired at that point.
When you're voicing like 25 aliens,
true.
You kind of run out of the ability to make a new voice.
I know that they changed Humongousaur's voice because he hates doing that, and he says it hurts his throat.
Which is unfortunate, given how much he used Humongousaur.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's still able to speak.
Like, he's going to be in the show, but I find it funny how many times Ben has tried for Humongousaur. Now he's just giving up. Just give me something good. Crash Hopper! Son of a bitch. Jumping! Even the villain chick was sick of it. She's like, that form doesn't suit you. Like, well, it's new when there's a toy coming out, so what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of more to say, but it's just kind of a forgettable episode.
There was just a few random debuts, like Arctic Iguana and Edel. And then naked NRG that had clothes on.
Yeah, that
okay, was... well, NRG without his suit was actually kind of neat.
Yeah, that was cool. Well, like when the first...
It was kind of a forgettable plot for the episode.
When the first...
Like, okay, I get it, they're Indians.
They're like, oh, it's Connor's people! when the first picture came out of NRG naked with clothes on, everyone's like, Zom, it's because he changed the universe. Like,
oh, God.
Come out.
It's because he changed the universe.
I like how they refer to that chick as Ben's girlfriend. Like,
it's gone.
They didn't even mention that he had that Julie's like, oh, yeah, girlfriend, go away.
Apparently she's
she got retconned when he changed the universe.
Yeah. Deleted her. He's like, get that nagging bitch gone. It's like, do I get rid of her completely or just make her boobs bigger?
I know which one I'm going for.
That didn't work.
Awesome. Can you guess which one I'm going for?
The boobs one. It's like living inside a bouncy castle.
Pretty much it is.
You'll see.
You weren't referring to boobs. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was.
Oh. Yeah. It's just, you haven't gotten to that part of Doctor Who. You have to go back first.
I have a little blue book. Have we done the bouncy castle yet? No?
I've experienced the bouncy castle. Kevin hasn't.
Yeah, that's series 2. You're still on, like, series 6.
I finished series 6. I gotta go back to series 1, 2, and 3 now. And the first episode of series 4 because of that whole DVR issue.
How do you do that? Like, that would just terrify me.
And
let's watch season 7 and 5 at the same time. And
because I can keep it straight in my head.
We'll go back to 4, and now we'll watch 2.
Because I can keep it straight in my head. Look, when I was a kid, I used to read like 3 books at the same time of different series.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different.
It'd be different if you like read page 1 and skipped to 57, and then 108, and then back to 14. Then that could be a bit confusing.
It would be about the equivalent of playing like Assassin's Creed Revelations, then 2, and then Brotherhood.
It would.
I'm going to assume that has some meaning to you people.
To you people. We're a separate species. Come from those first glowy people that can see eagles and shit.
Like, when I jump ahead, I just go for it. I jump all the way ahead.
Like, well, I'm going to buy all the games, and then
play a little bit of 1, a little bit of 2, and then jump straight to 3, because that's fun.
Stab some people and ride around on my horse. Oh, good times. Let's see what else was on.
Ha ha. Turtles is, I think, next, isn't it?
That was that.
Did you stab someone and snicker about it?
Why are you fighting them with your fists? Oh, you don't have a blade yet?
No, I did. No, blade didn't come out. He was just showing Thomas, but he's not out yet.
Don't you have your hidden blades? You can just fight with them.
I just don't know yet.
Get some sweet-ass kills with those.
Jesus.
Okay.
Just call her a stupid cunt and be done with it.
Whoa.
What's after Ben 10?
This is probably where we discussed turtles.
Turtles.
What was this one? This one was... Fuck. It was something with Donnie again, wasn't it?
Yeah, he made the T-com, or the T-phone, and Mikey's like...
Was it this was the one with the monkey, right? Yeah.
Yeah, monkey. Yeah. And then Donnie's like, Mikey's like, I won't call it the T-phone. I would have called it the T-phone.
Oh, yeah, and then he made that chart for every possible answer.
I like how they were like, ha, bet he didn't have that on his chart. Then they look at it, oh my god, he did.
That, I loved the chart. That was like, so fantastic. And he just sat there following it to the letter, like, okay, oh, here it is, right here.
He hypothesized that April would become a female ninja.
I love that.
On there. Then do you want to train with me? Okay.
I'm trying to think what else happened. I feel like there was some funny
part. Was a monkey, and...
It was like Dustin checks in, but with turtles. No?
But yeah, they found Dustin, and that was cool.
He checked in.
Well, checked in with Foursquare. That'd be the new. That would be the modern version.
Holy shit! My mind was just blown. This has to happen. Just check. Oh my god, that's fantastic.
The movie would just feature the monkey and the kid running around, and he's just consistently checking in to Foursquare. And
it was like Brian on our trip. Just look over at Brian. He's about to walk into a display, looking at his phone.
That never happened.
In my version, you were on your phone, but somehow you were navigating.
I can multitask.
Oh, good times. This is hilarious. The modern version.
I love how you blew Dawson's mind with that, too. That's
hilarious, because it's so... Times have changed so much. Just kill me.
So the fact that you're still laughing at it. Another news, Angry Birds Star Wars just launched.
Oh, God, that's another Star Wars. That's another Angry Bird I have to download.
That's going to be my 5th Angry Birds game.
Me too.
It's a retooling. It's Disney's fault or something. I don't know. It was before.
Something about Disney.
Something about Brian being gay.
Star Wars is going to hell now. Just like Power Rangers, even though all those seasons were better.
They treated it horribly. Well, technically, they only treated it horribly the last year. JetX is pretty much the PR network.
Yeah, like, Disney didn't start treating PR bad until RPM.
It was basically just because they're like, all right, I think we're just going to cancel this. You accidentally signed another contract. Fuck. Oh, well. Just let them do what they want.
Oh, well.
Let them do what they want. It can't be that good, can it? Lols again!
Back to Turtles real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny that they did, like, another Donnie-focused episode. What?
What? I'm laughing at Chris's tweet.
I can't see him on the floor.
I'm sorry.
Is it about Dustin?
No.
What are you saying? It is funny, see?
Why the...
It's modern version. He checks in. It's hilarious. Like, it's so intricate.
Why the fuck is that so funny to Dawson?
Because it's funny. Checking the hotels, now you just check in fucking everywhere. Anyway, what did Chris say?
It involves what Aerosol's been doing on Twitter.
Okay, I'll get it later.
You need to see it to believe it.
Okay.
So, back to Turtles. well, no. I remember Kevin mentioning a few weeks ago how Michelangelo is sort of the...
Wunderkind?
The naturally adept one the four.
Yeah.
And I kind of found it funny that they started to kind of touch upon that, how he doesn't really have to think about what he does. He just kind of does it.
Yeah, I loved the whole thing with Splinter, because Splinter is one of the funniest parts of the show. For whatever reason, he just says things like, look, see, Michelangelo doesn't think.
Was he like listening to music right before that happened?
Yeah, like, that whole sequence, Michelangelo listening to music on whatever he was using, and was just, you know, chilling, and there's Splinter just showing off how, like, see, he just reacts. He doesn't think.
I like how his way of getting out of everything was just to do backflips.
Backflips. They're awesome.
It kind of reminded me of when in Galaxy Quest when he kept rolling and he's like, does the rolling help? Yeah, it does.
It's like, see? You could have avoided it with a backflip. See how cool that backflip was? Like, God damn it, Michelangelo.
Good old Mickey on HJU. Oh, stupid.
And yes, once again, it turns out that this show is awesome. Like, damn it.
I think it's kind of interesting that they're going the ninja route with April.
How so?
I don't know if that's ever happened before.
Oh, well, in the 2003 series...
I just
series,
think it's interesting.
Yeah, in the 2003 series, she did some training with Splinter to where I think by like sometime in the third season she could actually do some manner of fighting. And
well, I just meant that I thought it was interesting because I didn't really think that would happen.
Like, I'm surprised it happened. It's happening so soon.
That's what I'm more surprised about than anything. I mean, because we saw her
stick.
Yeah, her toy comes with a bunch of like
spoilers
training things. Weapons and stuff, so it was like, okay, well, we kind of figured she's going to do that. I didn't think they would be doing it, like, 7 episodes in, though. Being like, look, April, I want to train you to be a ninja. Cool! Can I beat people up?
I like Splinter during that conversation. Like, he's explaining her gift. He's like, you have a gift that even trained ninja like myself take decades to master, and she's just like, oh, don't worry, I'm sure you'll get it one day. He's like, I have gotten it. It just took me a really, really long time.
Did you, bitch?
Yeah.
It was kind of weird that she just kind of nonchalantly chose to be a ninja. It's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, this will be fun.
Sounds like fun. I have nothing better to do because apparently I don't go to school.
She just hangs out in the
school. Can't go to school without a dad.
She's hiding from child services in the sewer.
But I love how she's just like, can I beat people up? And Splinter's like, well, we really don't do that with our abilities. And he's like, but yes. You can.
So, I love how smug Donnie got when he got her number. He's like, ha, I got her number. And Raphael's just like, yeah, her number's on the fridge.
That was pretty fun.
Like, we've all got her number. Stop it.
Get on the T-phone. Apparently we're continuing the gag of Mikey naming things. Taking my job. Awkward moment when you realize there's nothing else on after Turtles.
Yeah, Transformers finished.
Did they finish strong?
Like, it was a really great ending to the season, except at this point I just didn't care. So it wasn't nearly as enjoyable for me as it should have been.
Last season when they're like, oh my god, Optimus lost his memory, I'm like, fuck, another one loses their memory. People are losing their memories like parents in Japan.
So that happened. Revolution was on.
Oh yeah,
what they actually did. Talk about that.
What they do?
It was like just all backstory except for.
Oh yeah, they're like, oh, these ragtag group of scientists made this. They made a terror weapon, and then a bald guy wants it. And she
Randall's
went into labor.
The bald guy, and
her
black
peasant
chick's
son
still alive.
And her peasant son was only born with one blood vessel or something.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Like, you see, because you can't do it. Like, she's like, fuck you. And she ran out. But the bald guy's like, you know, if you rub my head for good luck, the baby will be born. Or whatever he said. There was stuff going on in the present, too. Charlie was like, oh, let's infiltrate the base. Because it would be too inconspicuous to storm it. And they end up just storming it in the end. I'm pretty sure that Miles is also a descendant of Ezio and Altair.
Probably.
And Connor. Like, he seriously, when he fights, he takes people out like, look like I'm watching Assassin's Creed. Like, I keep waiting for little triangles to appear over their head for counter moves.
Sorry, I didn't know that was a joke moment.
I don't remember. So basically, my guess that it was an EMP was basically right, except it's like some sort of like EM field and not a pulse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, if it were a pulse, they would just come back after a little bit.
Hence the field.
That's how those work.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I know how EMPs work.
Dawson
jerk
doesn't
face.
Know what an EMP is.
Yes, I do. I play Call of Duty.
Then what don't you understand?
I didn't understand. I didn't say that.
Never mind.
I didn't say anything. I wasn't saying anything. I don't know why people thought I was confused.
Because you live confused, first of all.
You just said that you were confused.
You did.
About what?
See?
About what we were talking about, or what they were talking about.
Sure.
You just said it.
I don't remember it.
It happened 30
See?
Seconds
Losing
ago.
See?
See that? Pot's been legal one day in his state, and this is what he turns into. And you wonder why, was it Jeff asked if you could do the podcast high from now on?
Facts,
we got our answer.
Doing it. So it's
turning into a thing.
It's on for 3 more episodes, and then it's off until March. So
yeah, because they got like, because they only did 13, and they got that nine, I think.
I think it's supposed to be 22.
Oh, really?
It they're ending at 10.
Okay.
And that's supposed
they're getting
to
12 more.
That's supposed to end the arc, and then they get Danny back or whatever, and then.
Finally.
Like, that whole thing ends, and then in March they're coming back with 12 episodes, I guess.
That's cool.
Or something like that.
I just remember, like, it's just one of those weird ones, because it seems like one of those bigger budget ones where it was like, oh, we got renewed, we got to film shit now. Got a dirty up world again. Everyone shut off the power to make it seem real. They changed Danny's shirt again, so he doesn't look like a peasant anymore. That was fun.
That's good.
He still doesn't seem to have much personality. A lot of people are lacking emotion these days. He's like, we have to get out of here, Mom.
Mom, we need to leave.
And she's like, no. Just walks away. Gotta go trick some guy in prison.
Yeah, I felt bad for that one guy.
And they're like, we got your daughter.
She sold us out and yelling and crying. And I'm like, okay.
She's like, the houses are empty. I'm like, what do you think? She warned them? There's no phones. She sent a messenger pigeon? Like, what do they have those little Fire Nation hawks? Like, that's pretty much what it's like. Like, oh, it's pretty funny. I never did see the hockey again. He sent him off, and then he never appeared again.
Poor hockey.
Aw, poor hockey.
Yep.
I'm sad now.
Maybe we'll find out what happened to him in Korra. He'll be like a wise hawk now. He'll be all old. No?
Maybe he has little hawklets.
Hawklets? They're like onklets, but with hawks.
I don't know what you call baby hawks, so I went with hawklet. Shut up!
Hatchling?
Those sound like evil versions. No, the hatchlings are attacking. Quick, Jaw Jaw, the separatists are attacking. That's so funny.
Oh, hey, Annie!
Why, that's so funny. There's no way the separatists would be around during that era. Although, technically, like, the rebels are the separatists. It, like, blows my mind.
But not really.
Like, from the point of view of, the normal people that are just like, oh, we turned into an empire. Cool.
They don't care. They're like, whatever.
This is, like, the same concept. Let's see what else.
Balls in my mouth. That's
Star Wars
right.
Was on. I liked the episode. It was about little kids getting their lightsaber crystals, and there was a little kid Wookiee Jedi and a little baby Kit Fisto.
Now Tolan? Like, that's cool.
No, baby Kit Fisto.
Kit.
Not a different mice, whatever you just said.
Kit Fisto is a now Tolan.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant his name. Like, how did you know his name? You didn't even see the episode. And who else is there? There's some other baby aliens and people. I don't know, but it was pretty good.
David Tennant's going to be in the next episode of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on IGN.
What?
Brian's Googling David Tennant while we're doing this.
No, I've seen it on IGN's Twitter yesterday.
What is he doing in the next episode?
He's a teacher droid or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Should be a doctor droid. Huh?
Hup. My head exploded, and I think I just need to change my pants now.
Now.
That's right, I'm wearing pants for this episode.
What happened? They were like, fuck
I
you.
I forgot that happened.
With the Kree?
What?
Earth's Mightiest Heroes was even on. I forgot.
Watched it. Oh,
I just don't remember watching it.
Slept.
All I remember is they're like, fuck you, Kree. This guy's one of us. Captain Mar-Vale. I'm like, so you're just trying to make it not sound like Marvel? Or is that how you say it?
Trying to make it not sound like Marvelous.
Name. Is Mar-Vale, and then his name's Captain Marvel.
That's what Marvel before.
What?
I just felt like last time we saw him, they called him Captain Marvel, and I feel like we were just trying to change it.
Well, yeah, it's his name, Captain Marvel, but his actual legit name is Mar-Vale.
Oh, is this like that thing Kevin's explaining to me about Deathstroke and Slade?
And Slade, yes. Slade is his name. Deathstroke is like his villain name. It's like Oswald Cobblepot and the Penguin.
Cobblepot.
That sounds like somebody that lives in the Shire.
Fine, it's like Edward Nygma and the Riddler. Is that better?
I know who the Penguin is. God, I didn't say I'm confused unless I blanked it out again.
Just didn't know if everyone here knew that Oswald Cobblepot was the Penguin's name.
I know terms. But, did they win? Oh, yeah, they killed Evil Zordon, right?
Yeah.
They're like, fuck you, head. And then I was like, where the fuck is Hank? That dude has not shown up. He's calling in sick left and right.
Wasn't he in this episode?
Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, he was. I forgot if he did anything, but I'm pretty sure he was here. He was there in the last one. In part one of this thing.
I just remember they attacked the giant head. Like, you're not gonna take over the world, head. Like, that's hilarious. Like, I'm just so disinterested at this point. I just latch on to big things like that.
I bet you love latching on to big things.
Oh, God, like heads. There's no need for slurping.
Oh my god.
I latch on to big things on your mother.
I only got one more episode and that's over.
Damn got so bored he's playing Mario.
Like, who's gonna be the final villain?
Jesus.
Did we not agree?
What?
They said fuck you, Head. They hadn't finished him.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they finished with Head.
Don't remember.
I don't know, because I only got 22 minutes to finish it.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So, I think that's all for Ramble Time.
It was fun. Even though I spoiled it earlier in the timeline.
It was still funny.
Cedric the Entertainer was there. You gotta laugh!
Because now it's time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekly nerd.
Diabetes.
Walter Brimley edition.
Wilford.
Wilfer, whatever.
Walter.
Walter's his brother.
Oh, okay. Does he have diabetes too?
Just found chocolate on my foot.
Excuse me?
Just a small little piece. I don't know where it dropped from. Anyway, this week's question is, what is your favorite RPG?
Fuck you.
Oh.
Well, Brian.
It was worth it. What kind of chocolate is this? Ow. God. I'm not tasting it.
Good.
Anyway.
I want to taste it.
Oh, God. All right, let's go.
All right, so... Sean Stewart
Janet
says,
yeah, yo mama boy.
I can't wait till Brian comes in and does what he says he would do. What?
When you said you were going to comment.
Oh. Yeah, I did already. Huh? I say Kingdom Hearts because I love the characters and the story. Not much to say otherwise since I discussed this in another Facebook question a while back. Other than that, Pokemon because LOL.
Okay.
Okay.
Sean Gardinier.
Not Jennings.
Not Jennings. Favorite RPG, eh? Oh, I got a Canadian. Well, my favorite RPGs to be Lunar, the Silver Star Story. I own it on every format except Sega CD. I love everything from the fun and lovable characters to its battle system and music. I also have to give it to an honorable mention to Dragon Ball Z, Attack of the Show, Attack. The Saiyan, it's a great RPG, but it sucks.
What?
When you get stuck playing as Gohan by himself, he kind of sucks. Depends on what.
So, Rich Hernandez says, for JRPG, it's a tie between Persona 4 and Xenosaga 3. Western-style Mass Effect, they all have such great characters and mostly good storylines.
Yeah. So, Caesar R. Cespedes says, Golden Sun, thank you. Awesome. And its sequels. Love the use of little creatures for power-ups and the such, as well as the special abilities.
Were you laughing because Aerosol got cut off because he's ready?
Yes.
He was like, oh, well. And Brian's like, fuck you.
You can read the next one.
Brian was like, fuck you, new guy.
I forgot.
That's the plot of the movie, new guy.
Whatever. Okay, Anthony Ciano says, I have to agree with Sean Stewart. I was pausing for Kevin. Okay. Kingdom Hearts.
No, we only do that once an episode.
Yeah.
Sorry.
God, it's in the rule book.
Everything you say his name, okay? That's how the commercials went. Anyway. Specifically, KH2, because the battle system was pretty fun. Cool new styles with the drive gauge. You actually get to fight beside Riku in the final battle. The only thing I kind of didn't like was the Roxas part in the beginning. Also, had a really good soundtrack, and that's all I have to say.
Well.
Jeff Moses says, probably have to give it to Pokemon and or Doofus. What is that?
That's an MMO.
Oh, okay, so Doofus. Really both fun. Are really great RPGs. Finale Fantasy is also a great series. Also, Maybe Me and Find Me Too.
So, Kiefer Martin says, I'm going to have to give my vote to my personal favorite game of all time, Super Mario RPG. Ooh, I got 30,000 stars. I'm sorry. Super Mario RPG Legend.
Well, it's only
of...
7 stars.
I'm at 30,000 coins, but my brain was thinking about his answer. Super Mario RPG Legend of the 7 Stars. Not only did the story break new grounds for the Mario series by breathing some life and character into the Mushroom Kingdom and its various inhabitants, but the gameplay was also simple and addictive. The graphics were sharp and appealing for the time. The music was fun, freaking fan freaking tastic. I'm turning into Dawson. Beware the forest mushrooms. Enough said. And it was the perfect getaway into the world of RPGs for platformer fans. Perfect gateway. Wow.
Now you know my world. I glance over and just make an educated guess.
It's like I have a contact high off of Dawson. And it's a perfect gateway into the world of RPGs for platformer fans. I have so many fond memories of playing this game, and I know it inside and out. I even went to the trouble of getting the star egg in Great Guy's Casino and beating Culex.
It's Culex's arch rival.
So it's no surprise that it tops my list of favorite RPGs and games in general. Well, here's the thing about that, though, is that your brain does this thing where if the first and last letters are there, it doesn't matter what order the rest of the letters are. It turns it into a word. So technically, my brain could read that as getaway and I won't be crazy.
See?
Dawson doesn't know that because he's an idiot.
What? I knew that. Epic Tweets tweeted something about that. That's where I learned. Like, I tell Kevin's like, oh, there's an explanation for that when I do it. Stupid. That makes me feel better.
It's much more fun to call you stupid.
So,
go for it.
Yeah, who goes next?
You're supposed to go legitimately now.
Okay.
Between the two of us.
Yeah, because he's legit.
Next is Gary Baker. Guess who's back? Back again. Gary's back. Kill Kevin.
Uh-huh. I don't get it.
It's Eminem.
Eminem song.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who's back? He says, JK, bro. Favorite RPG is tough because Pokemon's was my first, so I will always love it. And then we had the epicness that was Golden Sun, and man, was it golden. It had so much gold power. Insert Dawson line here, happy face.
Gold power!
Smiles.
Although my favorite, hands down, has to be Kingdom Hearts, primarily because of the awesome combat system, the epic amount of cameos from characters, which might piss off Watto, sorry Dawson, and of course, giving others reasons to pick up Final Fantasy games. Ellipses. Oh, and Sephiroth. Lots and lots of Sephiroth and Cloud. Ellipses. And Squall. And Aerith, which doesn't make sense because according to FF7, she should be dead. Hey, guy. Spoilers.
Hey, guy.
Ellipses. Like Kengo. Oh, wait.
Kengo died.
Spoilers.
Why aren't you dead?
Because. Didn't even give a logical explanation for that. He was like, because he didn't want me dead.
Because I didn't really feel like dying, so I was like, you know, fuck it.
Okay, so Brody Taylor Gage says, sorry for a multiples. Fuck you, we said favorite. There's only one there. Mass Effect Trilogy, the Dot Hat Games, Golden Sun Series, Pokemon Games, Digimon Dusk and Dawn, Skylanders isn't an RPG.
No.
It's a platformer and whatever you call Gauntlet. Castlevania DS games, I don't think those are RPGs either. The Mega Man Star Force games and Mega Man ZX and ZX Advent, those aren't RPGs either.
Where's
again,
the answer?
Sorry for so much stuff. Sorry to Aerosol and Dawson if they have to read this. Nope, it was me. You're not sorry I had to read it? What the fuck
Why
is this?
Why is he apologizing to us specifically, though?
I guess he knows Dawson can't or doesn't like to read.
Now we have Kane Battle. Sweet name. Final Fantasy IV, hands down, has to be one of the best RPGs ever made. They're magically delicious.
Oh, wait, where am I?
Danger, danger.
Danger, danger. Joe Bailey's here. He says, I don't know why that voice came out. I always prefer action RPGs, and the one I always come back to is the first Fable game. An engulfing world, a great sense of humor, good story, and fun gameplay. Plus, I love going around killing innocent villagers and flirting with the ladies.
It sounded like the end of like an epic like eHarmony profile. The third time I like to kill innocent villagers and flirt with the ladies.
If I ever get the opportunity to talk to Tokujo, I hope he sounds like that.
Spoilers, he probably won't.
Okay, next up is Eagle Argo 26.
Just 26 now.
Yes. Does Pokemon count? Yes, it does. If not, then Mario & Luigi 3, Bowser's Inside Story, because it's the only non-Pokemon RPG game that I've ever played. Oh, and it's a great game.
You added the word ever.
Kiefer liked this one. Hey.
Kiefer liked it.
Hi.
Why do we all just turn gay?
Abraham Khan says, easy, Tales of Vesperia. It got me into the Tales of series, and I love them all, but that one is still the top of my list. I've still only played Symphonia, but that's fine.
That's fine. You do what you do. Kyle Kennedy says, Kingdom Hearts for the amazing gameplay and story. The story has been getting kind of bad and has been fleshed out already recently, but it's still a fun game to play. Plus, I love the Disney mix into it. I'm wondering if Kingdom Hearts will have Star Wars in it now that it's owned by Disney. I didn't even think about that. It would be awesome to see a Kree Blade. A Kree are back again, or a Cry Blade, in a lightsaber fight. Is a Cry Blade like cryogenic? Like, no? Too much.
Anyway, so this Jeff Baxter says, Persona 3, the mixture of dungeon crawling, creature collecting, and the high school social life simulator was something that I just couldn't put down. Over 150 hours of playtime across the various releases and re-releases, another 50 hours watching Super Genius's LP of it, and it still sucks me right in. Paper Mario is my runner-up, and Pokemon is in there too, of course. Too many versions of it to pick up just one, though.
It's even funnier if you put your mouse over the guy's picture.
You sounded like a sex line. Oh. Next up, we have Alan Brown, whoever that is. Never heard of this guy before. He says, I honestly don't consider Kingdom Hearts to be an RPG. It's a great game, but more action-adventure than RPG. With that in mind, I have to say that my favorite is a tie between Final Fantasy VI and Mother 3.
Hup. John Garcia says, it's a tie between Persona 4 and Xenogears, both of which are very multi-layered games in terms of gameplay, personal achievements, and dungeon crawling on P4, and gear and human-level fights in Xenogears. They're also very multi-layered in terms of theme and storyline, dealing with issues of philosophy, psychology, and various types of literature. Add to that awesome soundtrack, ellipses, very modern and hip in P4, and very smooth Celtic-ish music in Xenogears. I'm just going to say ... It's just amazing.
The way you read that voice reminded me of how Japanese people speak English when they betray us. they make us sound like our tongues are swollen. Cullen Walken says, fun times in my room. Oh, you mean that kind of RPG? Well, in that case, Tommy.
Oh, God.
That wins for best answer.
Yeah.
Next up is AJ Wentz, and he writes, Dear Casey, my favorite RPG is X-Men Legends because I love the X-Men, and I gotta play as my character in anything ever, Cyclops. But my second will be Pokemon, if Pokemon counts.
Why doesn't Pokemon count? I understand being like, does Halo count? No, but X-Play, Pokemon.
I love the Casey case so much.
Whenever we leave for Pokemon tournaments early in the morning, we'd always catch Casey Kasem on the radio, and it was hysterical. I'm like, dude, it's fucking Shaggy.
And he was Robin as well. Mm-hmm. And he was Teletran 1.
Anyway, continue.
Okay, so next up is Jerry Gregg.
Jerry Gregg!
Hey!
He says, Pokemon. Enough said.
And Charles Chong says, Pokemon.
Nicholas Hernenhoff says, Kingdom Hearts. Enough said.
Hey! I think he got that last bit from somewhere else.
Not sure. Might have been from Black Spider-Man, two spaces above.
Black Spider-Man. And Edgar Sunbro Quick says, used to BB Pokemon, but recently the Pokemon have been becoming stupid looking, so my new favorite will be Dark Souls, because you didn't say it had to be turn-based. Then he says, well, actually, it's more like an action-adventure. Well, you don't have an answer. That's fine.
Don't start this Pokemon arguing with me, you fuck.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Got very defensive. I'm sorry.
About the Pokemon thing?
Yes.
And Brian said it, now we're going to get like 30 more subscribers, because that's how this works.
Okay, next up is Ryan Lai. Final Fantasy.
I bet it's Yay. A lie.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I bet it's a lie. Is that the truth? Is that the truth?
I hope it's lie. If it's not, I'm sorry. But I really do hope it's lie.
TKD Tigray says, basically it's Pokemon up to Emerald, and don't start this shit with me too.
Brian's like, aw, oh, hell no. I can get my boys. And kids.
I didn't even know Brian had boys.
Loved Pokemon because it always kept my attention
for toys.
With the amount of monsters, and still felt like it updated the gameplay without being too repetitive, and the anime still seemed competent. Ruby Sapphire generation, I'll give you that much. Kingdom Hearts was just perfect. Using the Disney universe in such a unique way while keeping Final Fantasy gameplay makes the game great. Though it's following the FF formula for its sequels, it still has a great, slightly complicated story that confuses the fuck out of me, honestly. They kept me interested in it. Also, Zelda Ocarina of Time, that's not an RPG.
Yeah.
Because it's great and made me get my N64.
Oh, yeah. I got confused for a second. I'm like, wait, does Aerosol read now? I'm confused. Jared Castillo says, the Dragon Age saga.
And then finally, Michael Liu says, FF6.
New. Alright, so my answer is fuck you, and you guys can give your answer.
I'm
not going to give an answer, that is my answer.
Oh my god.
Fuck you.
Oh, this is fantastic. So DK, right, put up on Facebook that he can't sleep, but something has occurred to him. Halo 4 and Call of Duty Black Ops 2 come out in November. It's No Shave November. Then he puts ellipses. Teen pregnancy should be at an all-time low this month. That's simultaneously hilarious and horrifying.
And true.
Yes.
Let's see. So I don't play like a lot of more traditional like turn-based RPGs, so I'd probably have to go with Pokemon. But if I pick on the outside realm, I'd say Mass Effect 2. Because like the first game I felt legitimately like invested, and I was worried about the characters during the final mission.
I am gonna go Pokemon on this route, but I do like Kiefer's answer of Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars, because that was just such an awesome game. And the Mario and Luigi ones have been pretty good too.
Oh, you done? Okay.
Okay.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Well, you gave no indicator as to whether or not you were done.
I stopped speaking.
Is he supposed to say the end?
Yes.
The end.
Anyway, my favorite RPG is actually it's something I haven't seen too many people really ever hear of. It's called Dark Cloud 2.
I never played 2. I like the first one, though.
I've never heard of that.
But it was a really interesting game, because how do I explain it? It allowed you to essentially build the game as you go. like, it had a time traveling plot line, so you could travel back and forth along this timeline thousands of years at a time, and in the present you could recruit people and build cities and small towns and everything in specific locations, and then go into the future to see how your actions played out, how they affected the plot later on. And I always thought it was really cool. And you could recruit just about anyone in the game to go and travel on your weird train thing.
Sounds like
but
a euphemism.
What was, it's a euphemism. Yeah. Okay. God, I can't speak tonight.
Something's going on. Must be the week.
What was cool was that you could put these people into specific locations, and depending on where you put them, they could affect the timeline as well. And it was just a really interesting game, and it had a whole like synthesizing utility with its weapons, and you could seriously spend like hours synthesizing different weapons and items and pretty much anything in the game and get just ungodly powerful weapons before you ever advanced in the plot line. And it just all depended on how much you wanted to dick around with it. And
this is, you said dick around.
And like, it even gave you the option of building your own mech. Like,
run a mech?
You can, because you play as an inventor, and you can go around and you can take pictures of... You can pull out your camera during any moment in the game and take a picture. And then when you put the two pictures, when you put two or more pictures together, you can spark inspiration. And all of a sudden you can invent new things, invent new weapons or gear for your mech. And I don't know. It was just one of the funnest RPGs I've ever played. One of my favorite games. I think I've played it like 3 times. It's just really awesome. So,
like I
and
said,
it's
I played
not, it's
the
not,
first one, and I really liked it.
And it's not like
a the second one.
It's not like a turn-based game, so it's, I guess in that sense, it's not like super traditional, but it still has stat building and all of the things you kind of expect with a proper RPG. So, yeah.
So, for actually answering the question, I guess, fuck you. No. obviously, Pokemon. I'm a huge-ass Pokemon fan.
I would never have known.
Never have known. Huge fan of the Dot Hack games. Played all of those, at least all the ones that came out over here. What else? Golden Sun, absolutely. I was super excited that they made one for the DS. That was really enjoyable. Kingdom Hearts, obviously. Basically, like, everything a lot of the people said, not to copy them or anything, but...
I do have to kind of agree with what Alan said about... not so much that Kingdom Hearts isn't an RPG, but I do think it's a very, very linear one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not a very deep RPG.
Like, when you say RPG, I don't ever usually think of Kingdom Hearts. Just for the fact that those games where you're basically... You do gain experience, but when you say RPG, I usually instantaneously think of turn-based. So that's usually where my thought goes. But with Kingdom Hearts, you're running around, you're jumping around, you're doing this, you're doing that. It doesn't scream RPG to me. So I usually don't think of it that way. I said usually like 12 times.
I mean, I don't necessarily think that RPGs have to be turn-based. I mean, like I said, Dark Cloud 2 is my favorite RPG, and it's technically an action RPG.
Mm-hmm.
A very loosely defined action RPG, but it is still one. But like with the Kingdom Hearts games, and especially with some of the more like spin-off ones, it always seemed like the RPG elements were kind of second thought. Like the way you can advance in the game doesn't always depend on how high your level is.
Yeah.
It's usually dependent on the kind of gear you have or just with how good your strategy is towards defeating whatever boss you happen to be up.
And when you're more linear like that, you take the whole role-playing thing out of it where you kind of have a little less ownership over the character. Because even something like, you know, Mass Effect or like a Skyrim or something, it's like more action-oriented at times, but it's a lot about like getting into the role-playing part. That sounded wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, whole with, role
I agree
thing.
With what you said, though.
I'm going to think of more when we're done recording this, but...
I said favorite RPG, not favorite book of RPGs.
I know, I yelled at that guy for it, and then I did it, too. But if I had to pick one, I would absolutely just go with Pokemon, just because that franchise as a whole just means so much to me, so I kind of have to default to it. I wish I had something more creative, well, but...
For all of us, it was probably our first RPG, really. Yeah, so.
It was mine.
I'm trying to remember if I played... No, I played Pokemon first, never mind.
Yeah, don't even lie. Stop lying.
I mean, it's not my choice, but it's definitely a good game. And I think it is a little weird that so many people were kind of guessing as to whether or not it'd be... counted as an RPG, because it is.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I'm kind of curious as to whether or not there's some random group out there trying to proclaim that Pokemon is an RPG.
Some sort of evil group.
I wonder if it's simply because you're playing as the trainer, but it's the Pokemons are the ones that are getting experience. You're not getting any experience, and I guess maybe that's what they're thinking, because... like in like other games, like, you know, Final Fantasy, you're playing as insert main character, and so you're gaining all the experience, your party members are gaining all the experience, whereas here you're playing as, you know, this little kid, and it's these little creatures in balls that you keep in your pocket. That sounded weird.
At the same time, though, it is still a party of creatures, and they do still function off of a stat-based system.
There's a lot of games that do that.
So,
like monsters as opposed to like a party.
And Pokemon's actually... I'd say it's a lot deeper of an RPG than something like Kingdom Hearts or some of the other stuff that people listed that I can't really think of right now. But because there is a lot of option towards... customizing like the move sets or the stat layout of of your Pokemon, even right down to the very like nature and personality and how it affects the stats. It's actually pretty decently designed. Like there's a good reason why it is a lot of people's like favorites, even past the fact that it was a lot of people's first, they are still good games.
Yeah, I like me my Pokemans.
I like to raise them and hug them and love them.
I like
them.
To pretend they're real and they're mine.
I'm wearing a whisk.
So,
I'm still trying to figure out how you wear a whisk, but that's fine.
Tape.
Yep.
Oh, I guess tape would work, do it.
So anyway, now it's time for...
Final Thingies! I have a thingy, it's not final, yay!
No,
I said
yeah,
the thing.
What a fucking surprise!
Hey, what a wonderful time of day.
Hey.
It's got a thingy that's not final. Didn't work out.
Not
wow. Really. Thanks, Dawson, for that stupidness.
Arthur, fuck!
Arthur Weasley?
Arthur, season 24.
The streets.
And then they advertise now 44. There's a lot of fours.
Where's Kids Bop 44?
On its way. Just give it time.
Because, you know, they got to be closing in on 44 at some point.
What are they on now?
Order 44. I don't know.
Exterminate.
Exterminate. Exterminate.
I like that part in...
That's what I think about Kids Bop.
Is it over?